Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, we're here live. Welcome to the place tonight where we do it when we talk about it. And I hope we're all doing well tonight. We're here. And it is a holiday, basically. Basically, either it is or it isn't, right? All right. Okay. So, hang on a second. Doing stuff. All right. So, we are here tonight to minister to you personally. Thank you for being with us. And, yes, we are here tonight. We didn't take off. Too much to talk about, too much to share about. too much to talk about. I couldn't take off. I was going to take off tonight. And, you know, but we didn't, or I didn't. And me and the Lord, maybe, that sound better, didn't. And we decided to get on. He convinced me. Thank God for Jesus. I have so much stuff I want to share with you guys. You know, it's like we missed a night. It kind of messes that up a little bit, right? Yeah, so it's Monday night, and we're here in the middle of a fight. Except it's going to be the right fight. You got to be in the right fight. If you're not in the right fight, fighting the right way, guess what? You're going to lose. Friend, I mean, that's all there is to it. You will lose. And you can be fighting for Jesus and be in the wrong fight. That's why Paul the Apostle talks about fighting the right fight. Right? What fight are you fighting? What fight are you fighting? There's a big fight that is starting to manifest. And most of you may be aware of it. I'm not sure if you are or not. Anyway, you know, the political arena, of course. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight and talk about where we are prophetically. And kind of keep you up with, there's a lot of information going to be going out about what's going on with, you know, the political arena. And the reason that we talk about this isn't just to talk about, it's not just about politics. It's about who's governing our nation. And if, as you get older, you find out that who's ever running your job, if they're an ungodly person or they don't care about Christ, the environment is nasty, horrible, depending on, you know, where they're at. But if they're godly and truly generous and kind and, you know, then, you know, everything changes. So you start finding out that in your government that it's the same way. It's the same way. If you're, whoever is running your government, it creates an environment. Y'all remember when, you know, let's see, our latest president, President Obama, the environment that was created through what he did, he had a certain environment. And, you know, I felt it personally. And, and so I knew that a lot of things that were going on with him were, you know, not going to be for the Lord, but against the Lord, you know. And he doesn't know it. He didn't know it. He did not know that. That's the beautiful part of it. We've got to get that straight to understand what's going on. You know, and then, you know, then came Trump. Trump created an environment, right? He created a good environment in some ways, and in other ways, not a very good environment, right? Because he came out swinging. He got elected because he came out swinging. He struck the rock, like God told Moses, strike the rock, and the water came out, right? And started, you know, feeding people, started making people happy, like, wow, you know, this is awesome. And then God began to speak to me personally as a prophet, telling me that just like Moses, he needs to go striking the rock and start speaking to the rock. Well, he didn't quit striking the rock with his mouth. He kept, you know, he didn't speak to the rock like he was supposed to. He struck the rock, kept striking the rock with his mouth. And so so because of that, as much good as he did, in my opinion, like because of him, the abortion situation is turning around, or at least it's in the process. It's never been in the process before. I mean, it's major. Donald Trump was used to do that. So it's really cool. And we got to get a hold of that and realize that Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. People text me. Thank you. I'll try to. We will definitely do that, no doubt. Okay. So what I'm used by God to do is to show you what's about to happen, because, you know, you're going to have some prophets that are going to be saying that a certain thing's going to be happening, and it's not going to be happening, right? That is not going to be happening. And so so the sooner that we get a hold of that and we realize that God wants to tell us what's really going to happen as far as governing our nation, who's going to govern our nation, and if the person is going to govern it, God is telling us, and then he tells us what their intention is, what God's intention, what God's purpose, then we're going to know what God is doing, not just what people are doing, what people are saying about it. And a lot of prophets are already saying all kinds of stuff. And, friend, I'm telling you, it's already just like, it's going to be just like the last one. They're going to be wrong. I don't know if all of them are going to be wrong, because some of them may get a word from God, an actual word from God about it, about all of it. But right now, it's not looking real good. I just watched a show on you know, on the network, Christian Network, Daystar, yeah. And you know what I'm hearing is the same old stuff. Same old stuff. It's the same old stuff, man. I mean, the same spirit about it and everything. And it's not God. It's not God. Do they love God? Of course they do. Do they love Jesus? Of course they do. But they're not prophesying under the anointing at all. Not even close. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to help to make clear what God is going to do and why he's going to do it, so that you can, so when it happens, you may be for what they're saying, because what they're saying may be, you think is good for you, and that's where you may go for it. You may, you know, people are listening right now, you probably, a lot of people are going to go for it. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what's going to happen. It's not my, I don't have a judgmental spirit about that. You do whatever. But my job is to do my job. And that is to warn people and let people know what's really going down, what's really going up, and what's really going on. I'm thinking about changing the name of the show to What's Really Going On. Seriously, I'm thinking about it. What's really going on? So, you know, so PGN has been a voice in the wilderness, in the sense of out in the desert, if you will, of one, you know, crying in the wilderness, you know, prepare the way of the Lord, and what's going on. What now, they're preparing the way of the Lord is what God is doing, right? It's not just, oh, you know, God's going to deliver us from the Romans. Was that part of the prophecy? Yeah. Part of the prophecy was God's going to deliver Israel, God's people at the time. They were God's people. Until we are born again, now we're God's people, and they're still God's people in the natural. We're God's people, even more so. We're more God's people than they are, though they are very much God's people in the natural realm. Okay, so we never want to forget that. But the thing is that the prophecies that came forth were that a Messiah was going to come, and he was going to break the back of the oppressors off of them, which was Rome, and so. Because that's prophecy, right? That's scripture. I don't have it right now in front of me because I didn't plan on talking about this particular part of this. So just bear with me. So I think most people know that. And so what was going on in the time that Jesus came? There were movements of all kinds of men who were fighters and who loved their nation and loved their nation. Some of them were really, really good people. Some of them were questionable. Some of them were, you know, thieves. You know, some of them were just taking advantage of situations like you have going on today. Same thing, exactly. You had really good people who are trying to help our nation, and some that are, you know, not so great, and some that are really bad. So in that environment, we're gonna see, and the reason I'm bringing this up tonight is because what we're about to see is an environment of the Word of God like we've never seen before. But the thing is, we've got to connect to it. We've got to connect to that. And so that's what we're about to see. We're about to see what I'm calling the Barabbas movement. the Barabbas movement. What was Barabbas? I have to be honest with you. I've always, we hear about Barabbas, when Jesus Pilate gave them a choice, Barabbas or Jesus, because there was a thing that went on in Israel where you could, at Passover, you could set a prisoner free. So everybody knows they cried out for Barabbas, right? Well, I always thought Barabbas was some, slutty little, worthless piece of trash that was, as far as the way they looked at them, a bum and a murderer and a killer. That's how I always looked at him, right, until about a month ago or so. And I was watching a movie called Jesus of Nazareth, and I watched it a couple times now. And it revealed that Barabbas was a patriot, because in the movie, they actually called him a patriot. He called himself, I'm a patriot. I'm not a murderer. I'm a patriot. So I've always thought, because Rome, now watch this, it's going to help you understand some things. Rome considered Barabbas a murderer when a lot of the Jewish people who were like him, who wanted to set Israel free from the Roman oppression, considered him a patriot. Because what was he fighting for? He wasn't fighting for Rome. He was fighting for Israel. He was fighting for that prophecy. Now watch this. He was fighting for that prophecy to come to pass. Right? Y'all with me on that? He was fighting for that prophecy to come to pass. Right? So, like in the movie, he goes to Jesus, Barabbas, who is interested. He is a, now I'm seeing him as a patriot who was called a murderer, because they were saying on the day Jesus, you can choose Jesus or this murderer, Barabbas. Well, they all said Barabbas. You know why they chose Barabbas? For whatever reason, because he was for Israel. Even though a lot of the Jewish leaders could not approve of him, they said, well, at least he's for us. He's for us. He's for Israel. He's fighting for Israel to be free from these Roman oppressors. And Pilate knew exactly who Barabbas was. He knew he was he called him a murderer, and he was in their eyes. So what I'm telling you is we are about to see the Barabbas movement come forth and manifest itself precisely. And say precisely, in type and shadow, precise types and shadows of what went on then. So what is a Barabbas movement? A Barabbas movement for today, for right now, is a outspoken, according to Rome or according to our government, he is a big mouth stirring up trouble. Well, what do you think they were calling Barabbas? That's what Barabbas was. Barabbas was a very aggressive person going after bringing some Bible prophecies to pass, because they saw Jesus as the Messiah, as coming to be like David and being a mighty warrior, going around, gathering foreskins and cutting people's scalp off, that kind of thing. Yeah. And so, I don't know about cutting their scalp off, that's Indians, right? Forget that part. But something like that. So, foreskins. And so this is what we are about to watch happen before our eyes. So we're going to identify the Barabbas movement. I'm going to identify it as a prophet. And what I'm going to tell you, you're going to watch, it's already come to pass, you're going to watch it come to pass. This is how God is identifying it. Last time he identified Trump as Caligula. We talked about that for a long time. Now we got a whole new thing going on. And we may have other things, but this is the thing kind of similar to the Caligula word that we got, which came to pass precisely, now that we look back at it. So what's the Barabbas movement? It is, according to Rome, according to the government, he is a big mouth who's stirring up people to murder people. But what do we call him? What do people who love our country and our patriots call Trump or Barabbas? We call him a patriot. And we are patriots. We want somebody to rise up and fight for us. So what's Donald Trump going to do? He's going to do what he's made to do. He's going to fight like H-E double. Right? That's what he said he's going to do. And he's not just saying that. He means that. So is it God? Is God going to use him? Not in the way you think. Some people think he's going to be used to get our nation back. And you're going to have a whole movement of spirit-filled Christians, all kinds of Christians and non-Christians who are going to be part of Barabbas' movement because the fear they have that the government is going, it's like Rome. Once Rome took over, it was like too late. They taxed them. They done it. Was kind of what we got going on now. But it's fixing to move to a whole nother, fixing to move to a whole nother level. Right. So the Barabbas movement was patriotic people trying to fulfill prophecy, not necessarily biblical prophecy, but believing that America is supposed to be a nation to take care of the world, preach the gospel, right, and not be oppressed by a bunch of unbelieving government officials who are trying to rule us, right? So that's what we have. And some of you are like going, yeah, there's something wrong with that. Well, there's something wrong with that. And I'm going to show you what's wrong with that. I'm going to disagree. We're going to have people disagree. I had people disagree before because they didn't understand what I was saying. Just hang on and listen to what is being said. But I'm going to make it really, really plain, I hope. We're going to spend time off and on talking about it because we're going to make it really plain. We've got the next couple of years, just like we had in 2018 when God showed me that Trump was like Caligula and that in 3 years and 10 months he would be out if we didn't pray. Right? Well, now I'm looking back at it like it didn't matter whether we prayed or not. It was too late, which sounds hard to say, but I have to tell you what God is telling me and not what I know people want to hear. So is it not too late anymore? Is Trump going to come back? No. He's going to, of course, he's going to raise his hand and raise his mouth. He's already doing that. He's calling the FBI and those guys corrupt. And are they corrupt? Yes. Yeah. But at the same time, the reason that they are rattling his cage by going to his house in Mar-a-Lago and taking the document, it wasn't about anything other than they know what provokes Barabbas. And they go get Barabbas so ticked off and mad that he stirs up the people. And the Barabbas people, you know, as they've already been said to have done, some of them, there's got some all kinds of people in this movement. You stir up the right people, they go out and they'll kill somebody, you know, as a patriot. I'm not saying that happened at January 6th. I don't know exactly what happened January 6th. All I know is that I told Donald Trump on my show right here, you guys heard me say it, quit striking the rock, start speaking to the rock. Well, he didn't quit striking the rock. He kept striking the rock. And not just speaking, but striking. Striking meaning with pain. Striking with, violence in a sense, not violence. But lambasting. Look up the word lambast, and then you'll find out what I'm talking about. Get up the word I got. Lambast. Lambast means to violently strike. And so that's what he does. He violently strikes with his mouth. You know, people say, yeah, but he's violently striking the enemy. Yeah, I know what's going on. I know what it looks like. I know what people are going to say. I know what's trying to be done. But what's actually going to happen is that they are deliberately and willfully, the FBI went there to Mar-a-Lago to do that very thing, was to tick him off where he starts calling. I forget what he called people today, but it was some wicked, evil, you know, and they're just sitting back laughing. They are sitting back laughing. They're going, there he is. We knew it. We know him. We knew him before. He did exactly what we wanted him to do. Now he's doing exactly what we want him to do again. That's why he's been chosen. That's why Donald Trump has been chosen. We're going to start calling him Donald the Barabbas. Right? And on the day that Christians say choose which one you want, you know what most of them are going to say? Not all of them. You know what a lot of them are going to say? There's many that will not say it. Many are going to say, just like they said then, when they stood before Pilate, and Pilate says, you have a law or something where at Passover you set free, you know, we can set free a prisoner. So they got Barabbas, right, the murderer in Rome's eyes, the patriot in Israel's eyes, in a lot of Israel's eyes, fighting for the country. And then we got Jesus. And this is we're going to watch this happen, y'all. Okay, I'm going to just, we're documenting this too. I'm not just, one reason I'm here on Monday night, because I'm documenting, and yet I'm prophesying and tell you exactly what's going to happen. Because God has shown me. You know, I don't know it myself, but God has opened my eyes. If he didn't open my eyes, I don't read it. If he opened my eyes, it's amazing. All right, so the scene you have to see before you that's about to happen, literally, and not literally, Jesus isn't going to be standing there, but Barabbas or Jesus, which one do you want? And what did the crowd cry out? Most of them, not all of them, most of them cried out, set Barabbas free. We want Barabbas. And when he pointed to Jesus, what did they say about Jesus? They said, crucify him. Crucify him. Now, we're talking about I'm talking about the body of Christ and mainstream Republicans who, you know, love God. And there's a lot more than that, but I'm going to specifically speak about them at this point. We're going to try to get it all out clear. So at this point, I'm talking about Christians, these prophets that you hear going on right now. It's on Joni's show on, I mean, y'all better get ready. Your ears are going to burn when I get through talking about all this stuff. So Joni's having, you know, the Kenneth Copeland crew on there, his network called The Flash, I think it's called Flash, something like that. And they're getting on there, and it's fun to watch. I mean, I actually enjoy watching this. I don't get mad or anything too much. I enjoy watching what they say, because I'm like going, there it goes again. You know, I'm kind of laughing in a sense. But I'm going like, man, these guys are at it again. I can't believe they're doing the same thing. And they are pumping the Barabbas movement, knowing that they are provoking Trump with the Mar-a-Lago raid, as we're calling it. Trump is now lambasting. That's the word God gave you, lambast, L-A-M-B-A-S-T-E. His lambasting tongue. You know, now when it's Jesus had a lambasting tongue too, right? So we're gonna make all this really clear. Lambasting tongue is whipping. Look it up yourself. Whipping violently. What did Jesus do? He didn't whip people, but he literally got a whip and he drove them out. So Trump's going to have the same kind of mouth about him, but the problem is that God's not with him in what he's doing, because it's the way he's doing it. He's not speaking to the rock. He's lambasting the rock. And therefore, it's designed to fail, but it's going to fail. Lance Wallen already said Donald Trump will be successful. He didn't say successful at what? I listen to every word, because I'm in this. This is my life. I listen to every word. He said Donald Trump will be successful, but never said in what. That's not that'd be smart. She can back out of it. I don't know if we can back out of it or not, but they're going to go whole hog on it. It's going to be a Barabbas movement. That's what I'm calling it. The Barabbas movement. So what are they rejecting by saying they don't want to crucify Jesus and we want Barabbas? I mean, Randy, we want to save our country. Don't you understand? This is about Donald Trump anointed by God to save our country. Don't you know that? Well, God used him in some ways, and he used him more than one way. In some of those ways was to provoke the Antichrist spirit to come in and take over. That was part of his job. If you don't see the whole job of what he's called to do, then you're going to miss out on what happened and why it happened. All right, you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out on why things are going on. So what's going on? What is crucifying Jesus mean for us right now today in America, and you and me, and Christians, and spirit-filled people, and Christian people across the United States? What is saying, when they say crucify Jesus, what do they mean by that? I mean, what is that literally? How do you interpret that into today's, because we don't literally have Jesus up there and Barabbas up there. No, we got the Trump movement, and we got the Jesus, what Jesus is wanting to do, what God is wanting to do, his will, which was to, when he talked to Barabbas in the film, in the movie, Barabbas the patriot came to Jesus and said, Jesus, you know, we got enough people together, man. We can take this thing with your help, with your signs, wonders, and miracles, and the way you have it, man. We could mix. Watch this. We can mix this together, and we have a winning combination. And Jesus goes, Barabbas, I'm turning the other cheek. Oh, he didn't want to hear that. He didn't want to hear that. We're not going to turn the other cheek. And this is what people are going to say. They're going to say, we're not going to turn the other cheek. It's not time to turn. You already hear them saying it on Joni's show, on the Flashpoint, whatever it's called. They're already saying it. We are not going to turn the other cheek. Because it's time to be violent. You know, the violent taken by force. And they don't mean physical violence so much. Is they mean, you know, aggressively go in at it. I know what they mean by what they're saying. But saying crucify Christ, and we want Barabbas or Trump, and we want what Trump is going to do for America, like Barabbas was going to do for Israel and set them free from the bondage of Rome. What's wrong with that? Nothing. But is it God's will the way he's trying to do it? And the answer is a blatant absolutely not. Not one part of it. That's why when he came to Jesus, he said, I'm turning the other cheek. That's exactly the opposite of Barabbas' whole purpose. And it's exactly the opposite of Donald Trump's purpose. And that's what he did on January 6th, basically, is he, you know, he stood up and he struck the rock. Instead of speaking to it. He shouldn't have been in prayer. I told him, don't even go there. You know, of course. You're on the show, that is. I didn't talk to him personally. And they're going to listen. They listen to all this stuff, friend. Trust me. They listen to every bit of what we say. Every bit of it. Who else got it right? The only person who got it right, because God showed him. And the 99% of it were wrong. How many people? You think people are stupid? You think they're not going to be trying to find out what he's saying now? What's the Lord saying through that guy? Whatever his name is? Me? Yeah, you think they're not? These people are not stupid Christians. These are people who are aggressive, and they're going after it. You can better believe Barabbas knew exactly what Jesus was saying. But he didn't care. All right, so because he had a plan in mind. He knew that turning the cheek was not going to do it, because Rome was not going to, that wasn't going to happen. So what are you saying, Randy, that they're going to reject Jesus? What does that mean? Because Jesus isn't here to reject. It's about rejecting what he has planned. And what Jesus has planned is this one thing that's opposite from Barabbas. God is allowing America to be moved down the notch of being ruler or number one in the world, and will be number two or number three. I don't know. I don't have a word on what we're going to be, but we're not going to be number one anymore. And as long as Donald Trump is president, or Barabbas is running things, he's gonna aggressively take, and it's just not God's will. So God is going to allow the United States to be weakened, and once it is weakened, it will give over the powers or whatever. It will no longer be number one. pass the baton, I don't know the exact word how it's going to officially be done, to Europe, which is where the Antichrist is from, literally. And once that's done, then the United States will be number two, number three. Well, Trump's plan and the Barabbas plan is not that. Now, if America, and so America will be temporarily in bad straits because of the economic thing that's going to happen, which is part of the process. I know when that's going to happen. I know the day. I know the month and the year that that's going to happen. God has already shown it to me. It's not very far off. It's not like years and years and years. Right? It's not just a few months, it's months. But so that's going to do some damage to a certain degree. It's going to be weakened, purposeful by God. I don't know if Europe exactly and the United States are going to mesh together and become one, so that they'll be bigger than China. I don't know exactly how it's going to mix, but somehow they're going to bow it, give it over to them, and then as Europe takes it, the U.S. will eventually come back to its senses and be the United States, a godly country with a godly leader. I know who that godly leader is going to be. I already know who he's going to be. And it's in the workings. And once you see it, it's being worked as we speak. And it's not Donald Trump. And I like Donald Trump a lot. But it's not Donald Trump. Someone kind of the opposite of him in a sense. But y'all gonna love me when this is all over. You know, hey, he did tell us what's going on. So rejecting Jesus means that the Christian world will say, just like the Jewish people, the Jews representing the Christian God-fearing world, is going to say, we want to save the U.S. We want Barabbas. We're not going to turn the other cheek and give it over. We're not giving anything over to the devil. That's how they're going to. We're not going to give anything over to those bunch of antichrists. We're not giving anything over to them. And so that movement is going to fight for that. Right? That is exactly what's going to happen. And I can't tell you who that is. Sorry. Not yet. I would love to. But so, woo! Where are we going tonight? It's Monday and it's a holiday, so I think we're going to talk about 100-fold tomorrow. Not 100-fold money, not 100-fold so much. 100-fold. I'm finally getting some stuff on 100-fold, what it really means. We got some download on the show one night, and then. After I didn't really, the reason I haven't talked about it yet, believe me, I want to talk about it. But the reason I haven't talked about it yet is because I've been waiting for kind of a little bit of understanding on it. Okay, you guys are doing some wonderful guessing here. It's doing pretty good. But I'm not going to say anything. All right. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know. Yeah, and see, and all right, stop it. Stop it. I'm playing with it, you know. All right, I'm trying to keep up with what people are trying to do. Trump is not changing his position on the vaccine. He got booed at his rallies over that issue. I could see that costing him the Republican nomination. I don't know who this is. Who is this? I'm not going to say your name in case you, but yeah, no, we'll talk about that. Remind me to talk about that, please. Okay, remind me to talk about it. We're going to talk about a lot of things. But we're documenting this for official purposes. We're recording it in different ways, and so that in case somebody tries to take it away from one thing, we'll have it another. All right, so this is all officially documentation tonight. And y'all are getting all stirred up, and I love it because we're going to be in this thing together. All right, thank you. Thank you for responding. Okay, so where are we at? Where am I at? Where are we at? We're talking about, so when they say they're saying crucify Jesus, what the Christian world and the prophets that are already into the Trump thing, into the Barabbas movement, are not going to turn the other cheek. They're not going to be doing that stuff because they think it's time to rise. Well, that time's going to come, but it's not right now. Well, what they're talking about will be, but it's not quite the way they're saying it. You know, the good people, they're just wrong. I'm sorry, they're just wrong. They're just not hearing from God. They're doing some great guessing, but they're just, I don't know how great the guessing is, honestly. Man, it sounds really cool, but it's just wrong. That's it. All right, so what was I talking about? I was talking about, so saying crucify Jesus and let Barabbas go free means we want Barabbas and that movement to save our nation. And crucify Jesus or crucify this thing of forget what Randy's saying, because I'm going to kind of be really blunt with you right now. I'm representing Jesus and his word and the prophetic word. The prophet word is representing, what's a prophet's word? It's about Jesus. What's the book of Revelation about? It's a revelation of Christ. When the prophet speaks, he's revealing what Christ is saying. So in a sense, what I'm saying, people are going to say, not everybody, a lot of you guys won't, but a lot, most people, same thing we had before, are going to say, crucify that word. We don't want that word. You know, we don't want that. And that's what they're going to say. They're already saying it. They've already said it. And they're going to continue to say it. And so because they're going to do it, it's going to cost them. They're going to be the losers when Christ's word rises from the dead. And it will. His word is already risen from the dead about the words we've given about Biden and that kind of thing, about Trump not getting back in and, you know, the whole thing. And you go back the whole year about when God spoke this 2018 that and we started talking about it back then. I gave you the scenario of Caligula that 3 years, 10 months, Trump would be out if we didn't pray and intercede. I thought we had a chance. Kind of find out it was sovereign the whole time, and I did not know that. 3 years and 10 months? Supposed to be exactly 4 years, Brother Andy. I know. Well, but 3 years and 10 months is when they came out and announced that Biden had won. And from that time on, he continued to win. Or in other words, he finished out in the nomination. But 3 years and 10 months is when that was finalized. Being a party pooper. How about being a party pooper? Okay. Okay. Somebody says, no, it's not governor. It's not. I'm not going to say who it's not going to be yet, because then y'all break me down. And okay, I know you're just kidding. Stop being a party pooper, Randy. We won Trump 4 years. I know you're kidding. Well, you're not really kidding. You're kidding, but you know. Now, so because once you see what's going on, you're not going to say crucify Jesus. You're going to be like Mary and those who follow Jesus, who knew him and loved him. No, don't crucify him. But he had to die. In that sense, he had to go to the cross. You know, that was his job. It was his purpose. So it all worked out for God. Well, just like all this is going to work out for God. God's going to use the Barabbas movement to do the same thing that happened then. They're going to say, the Christian crew, the prophets, they're all going to say, you know, I don't know what TBN is going to do exactly. You know, they've been a little more quiet, but Daystar is already stepping up and being part of the Barabbas movement, as well as Joni talking about the COVID and the vaccine and all that. And I'm not saying everything she said was wrong, but God showed me that, you remember all this stuff? Y'all remember this stuff? God showed me that it's not necessarily that they were doing some exaggerating, not on purpose, but there was some exaggeration going on. But I'm not saying they were wrong about everything. Never said that. Some people got on the show and, you know, didn't argue with me, but like they were wanted to say, you know, so you're against the, you're for the vaccine? Well, I never take a vaccine. I don't take vaccines. So, but I said that God showed me that God was going to use because they merchandise. Merchandise is the main thing he's doing. But he's going to use the vaccine and all the stuff about the vaccine to judge them. Y'all remember that? Anybody remember any of that? That's what we said. I said it's going to be like, I said, I'm not calling Joni Jezebel, and I'm not calling Marcus Ahab. But I said what's going to happen to them is going to be the same. Y'all remember any of this? It's all documented. Thank God. So what happened a few weeks later? I'm not saying Marcus' name is Ahab. Ahab, Marcus had a heart for God. I know he repented and all this stuff. It had nothing to do with any of that. It had to do with the merchandising. That's what made him opened up to judgment was merchandising, not his adultery. He got that right with God. He was fine with that. Just like he got over COVID. He got fine with that. Then he died of a heart attack. So who died first in Jezebel and Ahab? Anybody know? It was Ahab. Ahab got killed. Ahab died by an arrow, an incidental arrow. How do you say that? By mistake. Somebody shot an arrow and didn't know it was him and killed him. Don't, you know, probably shot him right between the, right in the heart. Probably shot him right in the heart. What did Marcus Lamb die of? A heart attack. No, he didn't die of COVID. It was an incidental, in a sense, not, okay, all right. So I don't get caught up in that. So the reason I bring that stuff up is to remind you guys of how God's been trying to tell us. And now what's happening? What did Jezebel do? She picked it up a whole nother notch. What do you think, Joni? And I'm not calling Joni Jezebel. I'm just saying that the circumstances are the same because they're merchandisers. That's what connects them to Jezebel and Ahab. Right. Not the adultery, not the other stuff, not any of that. All right. So am I clear on that? I've talked about it many times. People get it mixed up. They only hear part of it, and then they get mad at me and want to get on and talk about it. And I'm glad to talk to you. You can be upset with me. I don't mind. I like talking about it to upset people. So call in. It's fine. Disagree. It's all right. I don't mind. So when they cry for Jesus, what they're really doing is in this sense now and crucify Jesus and we want Barabbas, they're saying we want Trump's movement to save us because we want more time. Right? Kind of a basic thing. Crucify Christ. In other words, what Randy's saying, the word I'm giving is, I don't know that anybody's giving it specifically. I don't know. I've been talking about this for a long time. And it's Christ's word, a word from God, that America is not going to be number one anymore. It's going to become weaker. That's why we have a, quote, a weak president. Everybody says it's weak. It looks weak. It sounds weak. What is that a sign of? It's a type of shadow of God is going to use him to make America weak and make, you know, the one world government, like H.W. Bush said and others, we want to one world government. That's what's going to save the globe, one world government. That's what they're heading for. That's why America has to be weak, and that's why Joseph Biden was chosen, was to make America weak, just like he looks and like he acts, like an old man. I'm not saying anything critical about it. I'm just saying what looks like and what is, and the symbology of it is to make America weak. Why? Because it's all going towards Europe, as we're seeing. If you're paying attention, it's all going towards Europe. Ukraine, the whole thing, that's still working. So they're saying crucify Christ. That's what that means. They're crucifying the word that I am giving personally from God, from Christ. Crucify that word. You know? We don't want that one. We want Barabbas. We want the Trump movement. That makes more intellectual sense of them. Right? The problem is that 3 days later, whenever, whatever, Christ is going to be risen. PGN will be raised up in one day, maybe I should say 3 days. Not literally 3 days. But it will be like in one day, boom. Why? Because of what I'm telling you right now. Okay, because we got the Biden thing, you know, all that stuff we warned in 2018 and talked about, you know, I said many, many times, I think Trump could, you know, when the economy went down in COVID, I said, you know, economy did go down and it's not looking good for Trump, but he still could be it. But I'm hearing another voice Joseph Biden. I shouted Joseph Biden. I did that over and over again. Many times. And then I brought on Professor Lichtman, who got every presidential thing since Ronald Reagan. And I listened to what he said about what was going on in about September before the election. He said, you know, Donald Trump is not going to win. Remember, and Carmen came on. Thank you, Carmen. And said, yeah, but, you know, some of those prophecy guys missed us. He's not a prophecy guy because she never heard of him. Astrodamus, what his name is? She said, sometimes Astrodamus even missed us. I know, but it's not Astrodamus and not prophetic. So I was just telling people what I put it on the show for a reason. And other people came on, you know, and said, well, what are you talking about saying that? And I explained it. You know, I couldn't say right out because God didn't tell me to write out. But I told you without telling you over and over again that I couldn't tell you outright. But go back and listen. 3 years and 10 months. And over again, I hear another voice. Joseph Biden. And you shout the word Joseph Biden over and over. Okay. So it was kind of a mystery, mysterious the way it happened. And then on and on. Okay. So what all that means is this, that God's going to do it again. And we kind of got taken to a whole other level as far as known globally because of that. That put us out there. People got mad. Who is this guy saying this stuff? And they spread us around. It took us to a whole other level of being known out there. And now this that we're talking about now is going to take us to a whole other level. A whole other level. The whole thing. Beginning to prophesy about it now. If God gives me the grace. All right? So, all right, so what are we? It's Monday night, and okay, all right, okay. So somebody says, "What's the right one?" Okay. Trump is not changing his position on the vaccine, right? Because the vaccine. Most of the Christian world, including Daystar Network, and most Christians, a lot of people, are against the vaccine, right? Well, who pushed the vaccine? Donald Trump did. This is something Greg's talking about. Greg from Arizona. That Trump is not changing his position on the vaccine. He got booed at his rally. Yeah, I heard about that. I heard that over that issue. I could see that costing him the Republican nomination. That's not necessarily going to cost him the Republican nomination, but it is part of he's going to be nominated. He will be nominated. Now, if they don't kill him before then, I'm saying, but let me tell you something, friend. Right now, I'm going to tell you something, and then we're going to take callers, I think. Do you know who the Democrats want to be the Republican nominee? Do you know who they want to be the nominee? I'm asking you a specific question because I want you to think about it. Do you know who they want? Like Donald Trump wanted Biden to be the one he went against. He didn't mind Bernie Sanders either, you know, but he was oh man, yeah, I was gonna get Joe Biden. Are you kidding me? We'll whoop him all over the place. Well, that ain't what happened. Do anybody know who they want to run and why? Who do you think the Democratic Party and the system people want to run for and win the Republican nomination? Anybody want to take a chance? I won't say your name. Come on, let's have a little fun here. Cheney, Governor DeSantis or Cheney? Okay. Oh, Cheney. Oh, I see. You're talking about Liz Cheney. Yeah, cause I think she's going to run, right? Isn't Liz supposed to run? I think you're right. I think Liz, some people saying they don't know. Oh, you don't know. Okay, I think they're saying that she's supposed to run, but nobody really knows for sure. Yeah, I think you're right. I think Noel is saying that Cheney is, you know, I think that she's supposed to run. I don't know if she will or not, but I guess what I want to ask you, because I want you to think about this the way I think about it, right, the way I'm getting it, is that who do the Democrats want to win and run for the Republican nomination? And some people are saying Cheney, but she is a George Bush Republican. The Bush guy from Texas, Jeb Bush, son. Okay, now you know I'm asking, I think you're hearing me. I'm trying to make sure you understand what I'm asking. I'm asking you specifically if our enemies had a chance to say who they want to run against us, as far as I'm just talking about in general. So let's say the Democrats were our enemies politically. Who would our enemies want to win the nomination? Some are saying Bush, the guy from Texas, Jeb Bush's son, or I guess Jeb Bush. I don't know who you're saying the Jeb Bush guy. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. Right, let's see what anybody else said. Someone weak like Biden. No. You're not going to believe it when I tell you. You will not believe it. Just go ahead and say, I don't believe it, even before I tell you. And just go ahead and say, we're not going to believe it. I don't believe it. Okay, thank you. I finally got somebody to say, I don't believe it. Donald Trump, y'all. They want Donald Trump to be in that position. That's what they want. They want that. You know why they want it? Hillary? No, not Hillary. Now, we're talking about Republicans. Who do they want? I'm not talking about the Democrats running. I'm talking about who the Democrats want the Republican nominee to be. In other words, who's going to win when the Republicans go at it and we vote for our Republican candidate? Who do you think that they want to win? They want Donald Trump to win. Do you know why? Let me tell you why. So I know you wouldn't believe it. Yeah, here's why they want Donald Trump to run and win. Okay, somebody says they think they have what it'll take, what they need to destroy him. Sort of. I don't know what you mean by that exactly. Yeah, I think you may be right about that. But here's what I see, and then y'all can just have your own opinion, of course, that they are actually wanting Donald Trump to win because of what he did in the last few days. Why do you think that they raided his house? You think that was just they're so stupid that they're going to raid the house and be accused of all these things? You think they don't know what they're doing, y'all? We got to wake up. These people are smart. These are not stupid people. And if we don't realize how smart our enemy is, wise as a serpent, these people are smart. They did that against Donald Trump, raided his house on purpose, knowing it was going to make him talk like he's talking today. You know what he's talking today? He's calling them a bunch of evil, wicked slime bags. publicly at his rally. I forget exactly the word. That was not an exact word, but something close to that. Monsters. No, he called them monsters. These are monsters. What do you think that they wanted him to call them? Exactly what he's calling them. They set the trap, and he steps in it. Not them. Not yet. He's stepping in. They know what makes him mad, and they do exactly what they know makes him mad so that he gets mad, and the Barabbas thing kicks in even more so, which they know that that's going to lose the race. And let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. Are y'all listening? I'm going to get you to thinking the way I'm thinking. Follow me as I'm following the Lord. Now watch this. Watch this. So let's say he becomes the nominee. Right? He wins it. Run it against whoever. I don't know who the Democrats are going to have. It could be Biden. It could be, you know, I really don't know who it's going to be. I don't have a clue. But they want Donald Trump to win because, now here's the reason why they want him to win. Because when they decide to kill him, who do you think they're going to blame? Who do you think that they're going to, that the FBI and the government's going to go, oh, you know, those, you think they're going to say, they're going to know who did it? You know why they're not going to know who did it? You know why? Because Donald Trump makes enemies so big and so many of them that they know that they can get by better with killing Trump than they can anybody else. Even though people would get mad and go, well, we didn't do it. We didn't do it. You know who did it? We don't know who did it. You know, he had so many enemies. There were so many threats against him. And then his own people will say, yeah, he had a lot of threats. He had a lot of threats from a lot of people. We don't know who did it. The Democrats, the George Bush Republicans, some people from, you know, the economic world, the global economic world killed him. Some other country killed him. You know, and it's going to be so much confusion because they know that he is going to, just like he did today when he started calling the FBI and all these people monsters, evil monsters is what he said. I think something like that. I know it was monsters, evil monsters, I think is what he said. You can find this in the news. Evil monsters, Trump says at a rally. And they're just like going, yeah, there he goes. We knew he was going to do it. He's going to create so many, he's going to call people names. I'm going somewhere, y'all listen. He's going to call so many people so many names. We're not going to know who, Republican, Democrat, the global financial people, the China, Russia, probably not Russia, right? Probably not Russia. I think he's supposed to like Russia, right? According to them. Oh, and when they kill him, people are going to be going like, they're going to put people in such a spirit of confusion that they're going to go, man, you know, and they're going to have proof of, you know, I don't know exactly how this part's going to happen, but they're going to have almost like sure proof. And just like they did with Kennedy, they're going to bring in some guy and say, yeah, this is him. He's from China or whatever. I don't know. I don't know per se. I'm not saying prophesying where he's going to be from. But they're going to go, yeah, we caught him. And he's a Russian spy, or he's a China spy, or he's a German spy, or he's a something. And they're going to go, we're going to blame it on them. Why? It's going to be so easy for them to do. That's why they want Donald Trump to run. That's why they want him to win. They're going to make sure he wins. They are going to make sure he wins. Are you listening to me? They're going to do things to put him in. Why do you think they did the Mar-a-Lago thing? They knew that it was going to put him back in the light, man. And what happens when our friend Donald Trump gets in the light and he's in the big fight, the Barabbas fight? What do you think he's going to do? He's going to fight like hell, as he says. Those are his words. We're going to fight like hell. That's the Barabbas spirit, y'all. He could hear these prophets, for the most part, maybe not all of them. Some of them are going to be smart and watch their mouth. They're going to be saying, yeah, go get him, Donald. That's what Jesus did. Y'all, I'm telling you. It's going to make it easy for them to kill him because he's going to have so many enemies. And guess how I know that? Guess how I know? It's something similar to the Caligula thing. Caligula had so many enemies. He talked bad about so many people, including his own security, the Praetorian Guard man who ran it. This is all public information that the Praetorian Guard, who he called a sissy, go read the documentaries, listen to him, watch them on TV, whatever. I know this stuff. I mean, as far as the knowledge of it. Are y'all mind blown yet, or are you just kind of thinking I'm an idiot? And listen, Mitt Romney, somebody says Mitt Romney. No, not Hillary or Mitt Romney, not Mitt Romney, no. Now do you understand why I'm telling you why I'm telling you all this? Before, of course, now that we got it out there, Pence, you know, you must not be listening very well. No, Pence, Donald Trump. They want Donald Trump to win. And so because we're not going to win the election, I say we, because I've been a Republican most of my life, because Republicans aren't going to win, because when they take, you know, when they take their hero out, they may kill him in other ways too, you know, but they're going to take him out. He's going to be taken out. And I think he knows he's going to be taken out. I think he already knows that. No, Pence ain't going to do it. You think he's going to get Pence in there? I'm sharing my opinions right now. I'm not telling you this at the Lord, but no, it's not going to be Pence. Pence is not going to be his VP pick after all that stuff that they went through. I mean, I don't know from the Lord, but I don't see that personally, but you could be right. But Pence is not going to be president because the Republicans are not going to win. That's the whole point of taking Trump out, is so that people are going to vote. They're going to have their guy in there, and they're going to realize. They're going to realize that something bigger is going on than them. And that is that the system has taken over and raised its ugly head, which is just the beginning of the Antichrist raising his ugly head, which is what this is all about. And that's why God is allowing it. Okay, wouldn't it just be up to the vice president choice if he is killed? Choice about what? I don't understand what you're saying. Wouldn't it just go to his vice president choice if he is killed? But what I'm saying is that if Trump's not going to be the president, you think people are going to vote? I mean, they're going to be so mad and so discouraged. Yes, it would go to the next guy. But the thing is, I'm telling you, yeah, what I'm telling you is that the Republicans are not going to win, because when they take their guy out, when they take the guy that's going to save them, They don't give a rip about who his VP is. I mean, the people are going to vote for him, yeah. People will definitely vote for whoever he chose as his VP. Right, there you go. Many won't vote once he's killed. Maybe. Right, that's exactly right. You think they're going to vote? But you know why they're not going to vote? Because they're going to think they're wasting their vote, because they're going to realize when they you know, and they may not, I don't know if they're, you know, I'm almost sure, I don't have a direct word from the Lord they're going to kill him, but some of the words other people have, you know, but I know that he is not going to be president because they're going to take him out. And I've talked about this already, that if they think that he's going to be, they know that it's going to be easy for them to take him out because so many people hate him. You understand? I mean, that's what I see. And I don't have complete detail on everything, so I'm not saying that I know all that. So you guys can pray about that. If you get something, let me know. You're saying he will be taken out before the election, before he gets elected. He will take in the running, mate, not win, then take him out in the running. Yeah, before, right. In other words, even the Republican, George Bush Republican, said on national TV, international TV, Liz Cheney said, we Republicans are going to make sure that Donald Trump is not president. That's what she said out of her own mouth being interviewed by a CNN person. She said that. I heard her say it with my own ears. I watched it on TV. You can probably find it. Just look for interview with Liz Cheney about President Trump. Just Google it. You'll find it. And you can listen to what I'm telling you. And she is a George Bush. That's why I said the dream I had about the George Bush Republicans when I was in that room in 2018 with George Bush Republicans, that's why, you know, God was showing me that they were going to make sure he didn't make it. And that's exactly what Liz Cheney, who is a George Bush Republican, her father was George Bush's vice president. She said on TV 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, that we, the Republicans, are going to make sure, the George Bush Republicans, are going to make sure that he does not make it. Friend, that's what's going to happen. They are going to get their way. I don't know exactly how they're going to get their way. If people ask me for, I don't know exactly how they're going to get their way, but they're going, they want Donald Trump to be the guy that they fight with and get, but ultimately, whether they kill him, I don't know when or how they're going to, they're going to try to do away with him without killing him. But that is not going to happen. You know Donald Trump, that is not going to happen. Yeah, they have weapons that give people heart attacks and poison. Yeah, there's all kinds of things that can happen. I don't know exactly, and you guys are, you know, good at guessers. I am. I can guess all day long. All I'm telling you for sure is that they are not, and it's the George Bush Republicans that are doing it. Of course, they're working with the Democrats. The George Bush Republicans are working with the Democrats. They're going to make sure that whatever it takes, Donald Trump will not make it. But at the same time, they want him to be in the running because he's going to be easy to deal with, because when he gets killed or poisoned or whatever happens to him, shot, poisoned, whatever, before the election, during the election, I don't know exactly. I don't know precisely. You know, I haven't really, you know, but all I know is that they are going to make sure that he does not make it. Whatever they have to do, they're going to do it. They may paralyze him. They could, you know, he could have a stroke. You know, I don't know. I think they're going to physically kill him. That's what I think from words I've had before. On January the 24th, 2019, I said there's going to be a hit job on him, and he didn't go to you know, Davos, Switzerland, because of that, which is a big thing for him to go to, financial thing. World leaders, financial world leaders get together. He's not going to miss that. He missed that, but why? Because we gave him a word that January 24th. I didn't know he was going to be in Davos, Switzerland, January 24th. I didn't know that. Sarah Huckabee revealed his schedule after I gave that word. He was going, she said, they're going to speak on January the 24th, which is the day I said they were going to try to kill him. Now, I haven't had them, you know, killing him physically any other time, right? But I've known, you know, the way they took out Caligula, that they were going to take out Trump, some form or fashion. Caligula, they knifed him to death. They killed him. And it was his own people. See, that's the thing you got to remember. It was his own people. It was his own guards that allowed the Senate people. They all got together and conspired and killed him. So it was his own people and his political enemies and his own people who did it. Who was his own people? If you will, George Bush Republicans. The Republicans and the Democrats, they're going to do it together. However they do it exactly, precisely, in detail, I don't know. And if I get that, I'll let you know. But that's what's going to happen. It is not going to be, he's not going to be the president. They're going to stop him. Something about Nostradamus. What exactly are you saying? I said Nostradamus, he was not a believer. They will have to kill him because Trump won't go without a fight. Right. That's exactly right. Trump's not going to go without Trump. Listen, let me tell y'all something, y'all. Trump already knows that they're going to try to kill him, and I think that he fears that they will be successful. That's what I think he already knows. And he is the kind of guy, they're going to destroy his businesses. You know, he stepped into this. Now he can't turn around and go back. He has to go forward. Like Rocky Balboa movie where the guy he fought, you know, he said, I'm going to die in the ring. Donald Trump's going to die in the ring, y'all. He's going to die in the ring. Nostradamus, I was given a word about, somebody asked me about this. I was given a word about the professor that said Donald Trump was not going to win the election, and then you came on and you said, I think you said Nostradamus. Nostradamus was a guy who prophesied, right? He gave prophecies, but I think you said something like, even he misses sometimes. You might have just been kidding. I'm not sure what you were doing, but you said, it's on text there. If you go back, I don't know if you can go back that far, go back to when I said that in 2020, I don't remember exactly. Yeah. So y'all hearing what I'm saying, right? I'm not saying specifically, I know the exact details of how they're going to kill him and when they're going to kill him. All I know is that they have already made the decision that they are not going to let him be the president, whatever that takes. And they're going to have to kill him. He's not going to go down. He's going to go down fighting. You see, that's why I know somehow, some way, they're going to have to destroy him, because as long as he's alive and can think, unless he has a big stroke, if he has a stroke or a heart attack or something where he can't function, maybe that way they could poison him, they could do whatever. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't have a word on how they're going to do it. All I know is that they're going to stop him. And I wish I could say you're praying for him would stop it. That is not going to stop anything. Because God is using Trump for his will. He's using him as a Barabbas to stir up the Antichrist spirit, slapping them around, violently, you know, what I'm calling lambasting them. Look at the word lambast. You see what it means. It's violent, striking violently, whipping violently, what is one word said, like Christ whipping, you know, the money, not the money changers, but the money-changing system. So God is using him. And when he gets in glory, if he's saved, which I hope he is, you know, God's going to say, great job, man. You did a great job. I think that's what God's going to say to him. You did a great job. You let me, I used you, and you did a great job. You fought him. You stirred him up and made him mad. They exposed himself. I got to bring forth the Antichrist system because of you, Donald Trump. Thank you. Thank you. America became weak. Europe became strong. The Antichrist came forth. And then when Jesus comes back, you're going to slay him. I think that's what, if he goes to heaven, I think that's what's going to meet him at the pearly gates. It's like, man, great job, man. Now we can finish this thing up. That's what I really think. And Nostradamus has never prophesied about Trump. That's not what I said. So we'll straighten that out later. But I was talking about it one night on the show about how this Professor Lichtman was saying Donald Trump was not going to be president, and you came on, you texted me, and you said, well, even somebody misses it sometimes. You know, you might have been playing. I don't know what you were doing exactly, but that's what you said. I remember it specifically. And so, yeah, I'll go back to the text and find that. It'd be interesting to see exactly what you said. I thought it was kind of funny, personally. So there you go, y'all. All right, Monday night, good to be with you. And let's take some callers and see what y'all want to talk about tonight. It's like 10:22. All right, anybody want to raise their hand and talk about any of this? Monday night, special night. Y'all want to fight? Not fight, but you know what I mean. Get your hand up there. And okay, let's get Carmen on there. Okay. All right. Carmen, what's going on? I think it's Carmen. 111. Hello?
Hey, Randy. God bless you.
Okay, there you go. I got you. Okay. Yeah, you don't remember that?
But I don't think I mentioned anything about Nostradamus saying anything about Trump.
No, I didn't say that.
Nostradamus was a man that prophesied about the end times. No,
yes,
I was just joking about that man.
I
really don't listen to people. Yeah.
No, I know you don't.
I don't
it
know that man is a Christian. Yeah.
No, it had nothing
even
to
Nostradamus.
Do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it had
Go
nothing
ahead.
To do with you believing in Nostradamus or anything. Like I said, I think you were kind of kidding. You know, because I was saying that this professor who is not even saved, as far as I know, was saying that he got every presidential race right since Ronald Reagan. It's a documented fact. And I was saying on the show that night, you know, trying to tell people, hey, get ready for something because it ain't going to be what you think. And then I brought Lichtman's testimony on and said, you can look it up for yourself. It's all right there on YouTube. Lichtman, Professor Lichtman. And put Donald Trump president, not being president, and so he has this thing he goes through with 13 things. So I was talking about that night, and you came on, and I thought you were kind of kidding. I thought you were kidding, you know, you were kind of playing with it, having a little fun. You said, well, Randy, even because I said that he was saying Trump was not going to be president, and you came on and you said, well, even Nostradamus missed it sometimes, and I think you were playing, right? Not that you listened to him or you're part of his thing, you know, it had nothing to do with any of that.
No.
And so I just remember that because nobody else really responded much.
Yeah. No, I don't pay attention too much to those that are not believers because what they're saying may not come from the Lord. You know, so. I think they're going to take Donald Trump out. It's not the first time they've taken a president out. It's not the first time.
Right.
So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. It's you know, once you see something, it's like once I know that what's going on and the purpose of it, then you can, and then it's easy to see what's happening, you know, and that became really easy to understand that really, you know, Donald, the thing with Donald Trump, and I've voted for Donald Trump twice. I like Donald Trump a lot. I like his aggressiveness. I like the way he confronted the system, man. I love that about him. I still love it about him. But the problem is that, you know, overall, the sovereignty of God, it's not God's will that America be number one anymore because, of course, being transferred over to moving on to the next level. And so that's where most people are going to miss it because they don't see that revelation like God has shown me, specifically shown me that. So because they don't see that, they keep hoping, you know, that America will be saved and Donald Trump. America's going to be okay because we're changing our laws on abortion right now, and that's been in the works already, that's going to save America from going down the tubes, you know, like some people say I'm saying that America is going to go down the tube. We're going to be in soup lines. I never said that, never hinted around about that. I never said anything about that. But I am saying that it's not going to be number one anymore. But what's going to save it from going down and being the soup lines and all that, we are going to suffer a little bit for a short season. It is temporary because the financial thing that has to happen for the transfer to go on to Europe, we're going to have a financial crash. We are going to have that. I know when. I know the month. I know the day and the year. God showed it to me just recently, and so I don't even, you know, question that anymore. So, but you know, unless God shows you, if God hadn't shown me, I would have never seen it. Never. I've been blind. I've been just like everybody else. So anyway, that's about that.
Yeah, I'm not too involved in the political stuff, you know, part. I just pray in the spirit because I'm really not involved in the political part. I don't understand a lot of it. I just listen to what you, you know, teach us.
Right.
But that's one thing that Donald Trump is looking for is he knows it, you know, so it's like what you're saying. He knows what's coming, and so he's going to fight till the end.
He will. And we will thank him for that. The problem is that, see, the thing is that when God does stuff, it's so, you know, it's just like Jesus. Who set it up for Jesus to be taken out? God did. Why? Because it was God's will. So when they cried, set Barabbas free, not Jesus, that was God's will, even though but anyway, so the whole thing about it is that, and the dual nature of it is, God is using Donald. There's nobody like Donald Trump. I mean, he is like nobody I've ever seen. He's amazing in his stuff. He's very aggressive. I like that about him. There's some things I don't like, but overall, I like him a lot. And so, but the point is that God's going to use that stuff that we like about him, some of us like about him, to get his will done. And then when it's all over with, God's going to go, good boy, or good son, good job. You did a perfect job in what I wanted you to do. And so in one sense, you know, even though he's going to be defeated, and it has a purpose that God has in it to get God's will done. And so that's why it's all going to happen. So it's going to look really bad. It's going to look like unfair, you know, it's unfair what God allowed the Democrats to do, to cheat, whatever they say, that I'm saying what they say, to cheat us out of our country. That's what they're going to say. They're going to say it's unfair. They're going to say it's not right. They cheated. They lied. But when you hear the word of the Lord, you know that that's where it's going because that's where God has it going. And whatever they do to do their thing, it's God allowing it. It's like God allowed them to kill Jesus. It was all work for the will of God. And so is it that they're, quote, stealing our nation, which they're going to do, and stealing all that and giving it, and they're going to steal it, so to speak. I don't know if that's the right terminology from God, but and they're going to give it to the, it's going to be handed over to Europe. The Antichrist is going to come forth, and, you know, it's going to happen. And so once people see, just like when Jesus, after Jesus raised from the dead, they quit saying, they quit hiding out in fear. Like, it's not fair, man. They conspired against us. They killed Jesus. It's not fair. It's not right. And then they wake up one day going, oh, my God, Jesus tried to tell us that it was going to happen, and we didn't believe him. Just like I'm telling people what's going to happen, Carmen, and they're not going to believe it. And I understand why. I'm not trying to try to convince them. I'm just trying to document what God is telling me so that when it happens, they can go back and they say, yes, Jesus was trying to tell us that he had to die so that he could resurrect, so we could have the Holy Spirit, so we could be the church. And so when they see it, they're going to look back and go, man, we wish we'd have listened to that prophet. But you know what, Carmen? What keeps me from getting really ticked off about it all? What's wrong with these stupid people? How come they? Because God, for the most part, is blinding them. God is blinding them for a season, just like he did the Jews. Who blinded the Jews? Devil or God? God did. God, Paul the Apostle said, he blinded the Jews. He blinded them on purpose. Why? So we could be saved and the whole world could be saved. He blinded them. They crucified him. It wasn't the Roman. The Jews did the hit job on Jesus, and had they not done that hit job, you and I wouldn't be born again. So we, instead of criticizing him for killing Jesus, we need to say they were the only ones who could kill Jesus to offer him up and under the temple. The only people that could kill the lamb for our sins were the priests. And the high priest was the only one that could offer that blood of the lamb in the Holy of Holies. See, it's the same thing. The Jews were the only ones that could take him and slit his throat and kill him and shed his blood. And Caiaphas himself, who was the high priest that year, prophesied and said that Jesus must die. Why was it the high priest Caiaphas? He was the high priest, the only high priest. Why did he prophesy that? Because he was the one taking the blood into the Holy of Holies. Not literally, but because he was fulfilling what the high priest has to do. Go ahead.
Okay, question. A question to you.
Okay.
So you believe that the Republicans may be the ones that are going to bring him down?
Yes. Well, they're going to work together with whoever. The Democrats also. Here's the thing. Yes. The reason I know that is because God showed me. That's the only reason I know it. How do I know it? The dream I had in 2018, October the 24th, 2018. I talk about it all here on the show. Maybe I don't know if you're able to listen to some of that or not. But what I came out and said was I had a dream. In the dream, on October 24th, I had a dream that I'm in a meeting with, it was kind of like a laid-back meeting, but it was a political meeting, kind of like out in the country somewhere in a really fancy, kind of like a log cabin. It wasn't a log cabin, but it was kind of like a country house, right? So it was big, and it was out in the country. And I knew in the dream that I was with George Bush Republicans. I said that, right, which didn't make any sense. I stood up. And I said, you have 3 months to get things done, to get things in order. As soon as I said that, that's when I realized there were a lot of people in there because they took off running in panic. They were in panic, Carmen. I mean, they weren't kind of like going, okay, we're going to get out of here. No, they were like, they were freaking out 100-fold panic, running out the door. Let's get out of here. They were freaking out. They were panicking. And so, long story short, if you listen to all that, it worked into the Caligula thing because of the date. October 24 is when they killed Caligula, 3 years and 10 months into his being the emperor. 3 years and 10 months, exactly. It's all documented. And so how long was Donald Trump president as far as when did they announce that Joseph Biden had won the election? November the 7th, 3 years and 10 months.
Okay, but what I'm talking about, we know about that, but do you see that again happening through the Republicans?
What happening?
That they're the ones that are going to take them out? I can't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, I can't hear you. Yeah, you sound like you're in a tunnel.
Hello?
Yeah, you sound like you're in a tunnel.
I might have, give me just a second.
The headset.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. I think my earpiece went bad on me. There you go. Okay.
Okay,
hang on a second. Hang on just a second. I've got to turn this off.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. I lost you there. Okay, so repeat your question, please, one more time.
Okay, I got two questions. The first one is, do you think that the second time that they're really going to take them out, that has to do with still the Republicans? And then the second question is,
yes,
with the financial crisis, do you think what we're going through now is part of that, or is that something still yet to come?
Oh no, it's yet to come. It's not right now. It's not. They're shake, rattling, and rolling things, but it's all just that. It's not happening yet. There's several months. It's not years and years. In other words, it's months away that's going to happen. I know the day, I know the month and the year, and the day, the month, and the year. God finally, because I've known for a couple of years that it's going to be what year, how many years it was away. 2 years ago, I knew how many years it was away, but I never had a date on that. And without a date, you can't really, I can't get into too much talk about this, but without a date, you can't do a whole lot with that prophetically. So I had to have a date. So God finally gave me the date and is confirming it, and we'll continue to confirm it. Yeah, so the financial thing that's going to happen, not in years, but in months, is going to be the final blow, if you will, of the weakness of America and the global economy shifting over, and everything going to things happening in Europe, where Europe is, if you will, the new strong person, not America. And Biden is going to be, that's why Joseph Biden was chosen. You know, in the natural, you look at Joseph Biden and what do you see? You see I'm not saying he's bad or stupid. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying that, you know, in the natural, you look at him, he looks weak. He kind of, you know, when you get older, you walk different. He walks like an old man. A beautiful, I'm not saying anything wrong about him. Okay. I don't want to be critical of our president. But he looks weak. He does some things that make him look weak. So why did God give me his name in 2008, and now he's president years later when he's the weakest? Because that's the way God wanted it to be, because the whole symbol behind Biden is to make America weak again. What's Donald Trump's? To make America, what, strong again. So just the opposite. Why did God choose him, and why did God allow Biden to get in there? Whether you call it they stole the election, whatever. It doesn't matter what you, I don't call it anything. I'm just saying it was God's purposes. Why? To weaken America so that it could, so the baton could get passed down and we can move on to the next level of, you know, in time. So what was your first question? It was about what? The Republicans?
Yeah.
Killing him?
The Republicans are
the major role players in killing him or taking him out is because of that dream where when I stood up, I said, you have 3 months. And then if you listen to the shows back then, I interpreted that because that date had to do that. When we looked at that date, from 3 months from October the 24th, Julie actually did this for me. I called her up that day and said, man, I've had this dream, man. You're not going to believe that dream I had. And I'm telling her, and so 3 months from this date, the day I was telling her about 3 months, October the 24th. So what is 3 months from that date, January 24th? So I put a word out a few weeks later that they were going to try to kill Donald Trump physically on January the 24th. I specifically gave those words all on the show, everything on the show. Well, because of my connections that I have and the people that listen to me, even though some of y'all don't believe me, but it's just a documented fact. It's a fact. And we're going to prove it sometime when it's necessary. It'll all come out in the open. But the Huckabees, I anointed Mike Huckabee years ago because God told me that he was going to shepherd the nation, right? This was back in 2007. So his political thing just went from doing nothing He was full of fear. He admits himself. He was full of fear. It's in his book, Doing the Right Thing. And he says somebody anointed him with oil. You know who that person was? It was me. That was me in the book. And he says the fear left him, and his political thing went shot straight up. All right? So he's been in the wings. I'm making a long story short. He's been in the wings. So Sarah Huckabee becomes Donald Trump's press secretary, right? You familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure what you're familiar with. Sarah Huckabee became his press secretary. In other words, she gets up and tells what Trump's going on, his schedule. So after I gave that word, being hooked up to the Huckabees through, and then Huckabee hooked me up with Fox. Fox News knew about me because he told them, you know, I mean, they'd asked him, you know. So it got phrased all these things to hook me up to people, right? And not that they didn't call me and text me and let me know, hey, man, we heard about that. That's just what was going on. You know, he tells Mike Huckabee's one of the most honest people you ever meet in your life. And he'll just tell you, you know, whether you agree with it. And so Sarah Huckabee, his daughter, became Trump's press secretary. So when I gave the word in 2018 that they were going to try to kill him on a specific date on January the 24th, 2019, which is 3 months from January 24th, she tells him that. They communicated that with him. And guess where he was going to be on January the 24th? Davos, Switzerland, which is the economic big heads of the world, get together and talk about what they're going to do with the money and how they're going to run the money thing. You think Donald Trump's going to miss that for anything? Absolutely not. It's his thing. And this is one of the things that happened is like, so Sarah Huckabee announces on the news, public, said Donald Trump, President Trump was going to be in Davos, Switzerland on January the 24th, but he's now changed his mind. He's going to stay in the White House to try to raise money for the wall. This is all on just Google it. Anyway.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember, okay. And so, I remember what you were saying, too.
Okay, thank you. Some people, you know, pay attention. So, you know, everybody can listen to the show all the time, so I don't really know what people know and what they don't know. So that happened, and this is all written in history, man. All in the news, just Google it. Donald Trump, when did he open up the White House again after he shut it down? To January the 24th, he shut it down up to January the 24th, and then on January the 25th, all of a sudden he opens up the White House. Hey, we're back in business again. I'm getting out in public again. What was that all about? Is exactly what I just told you. He's a smart guy. Donald Trump is, that's one thing I like about it, you know. And so anyway, it goes on and on and on. I told him through sources, through my public show that I have that people listen to, they listen to what I'm saying because they're smart and they know that I prophesy about things that nobody else gets that I get. So they think these people are stupid. They're not stupid like a lot of people are. They listen, man. They pay attention. They pay people to pay attention. What's he saying now? What's he saying about the market? What's he saying about political things? What's he saying about this? They want to know, you know, and they're smart, and so they should be doing it. So I gave a word also that Caligula's Praetorian Guard was supposed to be protecting him, right? That the Praetorian Guard that protected Caligula was going to turn on him because of the word I got about Caligula was taken out in 3 years and 10 months, and who turned on him? His own Praetorian Guard. You know why? Because Caligula made fun of the Praetorian Guard leader, called him a sissy. This is all documented history. You can look it up. Called him a sissy, called him a wimp, right, in front of everybody. He hated him. So what happened? When the Senate came to him, because they knew. It's easy to turn people against Trump. It's easy to turn people against Caligula. Why? Because Caligula was a big mouth like Trump. He spoke out boldly. He told people publicly. He said, you bunch of donkeys. You're a bunch of donkeys. My horse is smarter than you. He would say all this stuff publicly and humiliate them. They hated him for it. Just like Donald Trump. Donald Trump's exactly the same. Even their wife's name was the same, Melania. That's what Caligula's wife's name was, Melania. And what was Donald Trump's wife's name? Melania. Look it up for yourself. If you don't believe me, just go look it up. So I told him, so I put it out on the show, right here on the show, that that his Praetorian Guard, that his that Donald Trump's security, watch. I said, watch your security, because there's something going on with that, like with Caligula. Because Caligula, the Praetorian Guard, is one that turned him in, one that got him killed, allowed it to happen. He allowed the Senate to kill him. That's history. So what did Donald Trump do on February, I forget, it was like February something. You know who he got rid of? His Praetorian Guard or his Secret Service. Got rid of him, fired him, made a big public thing out of it. You know why he did that? Because the word of the Lord. That's why. Because he's a smart person. And so, you know, I can't prove that an assassination was thwarted because of what he did. I can't prove that. Nobody can prove that. You know, because he yielded to it. He listened. And so we kept saying 3 years and 10 months, just like Caligula, everybody pray. I got people on PGN. Pray. I remember my friend from Nebraska, Andrea, calls in. She really liked Trump. I said, hey, are you praying for Trump? 3 years and 10 months, they're going to take him out if we wouldn't start praying. Oh, yeah, Randy, we're praying. I said, they got something up their sleeve. I use those exact words. They've got something up their sleeve, Andrea. Oh, yeah, we know. Yeah, we know. I'm going like, I don't know if you know it or not. You might know it. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But I'm just saying, they got something, because God showed me all this stuff. What they have up their sleeve. Stopping Trump. That's what they got up their sleeve. So this whole thing, you know, started out. You asked me about the Republican thing. Who did this work? How did this work get started? I had a dream about being in a room with George Bush Republicans. That's how this whole thing started, with Caligula and everything. That they're going to try to take him out. What happened with Caligula? His own people took him out. His own Praetorian Guard, his own security guard, his own government had him murdered. They murdered him themselves. It's a documented fact. So and people say, how can you say the Republicans did it? Because that's what the word of the Lord is. And plus, George Bush Republicans, and then three weeks ago or a month ago, Liz Cheney, who is Dick Cheney's daughter, was George Bush's vice president, Dick Cheney. And I heard her say, and you can Google this too, find it for yourself. I watched an interview with her and some CNN person. You know what she said? She said, and look it up yourself because you're not going to believe it. She said, we Republicans, her Republicans, are going to make sure that Donald Trump does not get in the White House again. That's what she said, Carmen, specifically. Right? What is she? In other words, they had a meeting to decide that. You see where I'm going with this? They had a meeting to decide they were going to take him out, the George Bush Republican. And I was sitting in it in the spirit before it happened, long before it happened. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it happened then, I don't know. But she comes out and says, we decided. How did they decide? They have meetings.
Okay.
Is that clear enough, or am I missing something? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I know. So with the economic issues that are coming, you say they're less than not even a year. It's in months, so that'll be around next year.
I didn't say that.
No. So
I did not say that.
What is it?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
I said it's months and months, not years.
Exact date.
Okay. No, I know. I'm not saying it's more. I'm just saying
because
you said a year.
If it's months, it's months. So
I said, here's what I said.
Okay.
Go back and listen to it. I said, it's not years and years and years. Years, not a year. Years. I'm glad you brought that up because somebody else might have thought I said the same thing too. I'm not saying it's in a year. I'm not saying when it is because I can't say. All I'm saying is that it's not years and years. Use the word years. I didn't say a year. I said years and years. So thank you for helping me make that plain, because that is what I said earlier. So no, I did not say within a year. I said it's going to be months. So you can have 2 months. I mean, 2 years full of months, and I'm saying months and months and months. It's not years and years. It's not like 5 years down the road. Years and years and years. Some people think, oh, it's going to be years and years down the road. It's not years and years down the road. years, not year, years. Thank you. Years with an S and year. It's not that far off. All right, it's not 5 years. It is months and months. In other words, those months can go into more than a year, more than, you know.
Okay.
So
that
I'm trying to make
it better.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Because if
well,
you
I'm
say
glad
months,
you brought that
it
up.
Could
because
be, it could be less than a year. But if you say years,
be.
Then it could be a year. It could be 2 years.
Correct. Thank you. Thank you. Right. And I don't. I appreciate you doing it, and I don't mind because I did say years and years because I'm almost positive I said years and years, meaning that it's not. In other words, it's not 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. Right. That's the point I'm making. I wish I could say I cannot. I've documented it.
Yeah.
I'm just letting everybody know. I know you understand, but I'm telling everybody out there. It's all been documented. I document stuff all the time. I can't document it publicly because it's highly classified information so far. I don't think God's going to let me say, but he might. But when that happens, as that happens, it is part of the transfer, not just of wealth so much, although that's going to be part of it, but it is a transfer of power from Europe to the U.S. Okay.
Yeah.
If I'm glad, that's why I like people to ask me questions. Because sometimes I think I'm being clear, right? But when I hear people repeat back what I said, I'm going like, I don't think I said that, but I can see how it sounded like that. You know, so from America to Europe. Yes, thank you. From America to Europe. Nicole's asking. Nicole's kind of been in. She's teaching on here on PGN on Book of Revelation, and so she's kind of really into this thing too. So yeah, she's asking me right now from America to Europe. Yes, it's going to be transferred. She says, is it going to be transferred from America to Europe? Yes, that's what will happen. The financial thing, Carmen, is just part of the transaction. How can I say this? There's many different things before. The reason that hasn't happened already, the financial thing is because the next financial crash is going to be about Europe becoming the strong man, so to speak, and America becoming weaker. That's what it's all about. So until the political things and the globe is ready for that, which they are now more ready than ever, and Biden is representing weakness. I'm not saying he's weak. I'm not saying anything. He's got a lot of people around him that are strong. Okay, so I'm not saying it has nothing to do with me saying he's some weak old man. I'm just saying he presents himself as weak. A lot of people present themselves as weak. Paul the Apostle presented himself as weak. When he spoke, people thought he's just weak. But he says, when I come in authority. So I'm just saying he, and just like Moses. Moses was weak. He said, God, I can't talk. I stutter, I can't talk, and who did God use? The weak man, in a sense. He was a stutterer. So, I'm not saying, and I'm going to make sure that everybody knows, I am not saying Biden is Moses at all. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he's, Paul the Apostle. I'm not even comparing him in that sense. I'm just using it as an analogy to show biblical things that, Moses said, I can't go, God, I'm weak. I can't even talk. I can't even speak. Who's going to speak for me? Get somebody to talk for me. Yeah, so, and because when you look at him, he exudes weakness in many different ways. Don't be deceived, friend, but trust me. God, all this stuff that's going on, Biden may look weak, but the people around him and the people that are connected to him, as people try to make fun of him and say, he's not running anything, everybody else is running everything. Does it really matter who's running anything and who's in the front? We got to have somebody in the front that knows what they're doing. We need Donald Trump. We need Donald Trump in the front. Well, we had Donald Trump in the front because God's will wasn't for that to happen. He got taken out. So the strong man got taken out for what?
Okay.
A weak man. And God even says, I will use the weak to do my work. That's what the Bible says in the Old Testament and other places. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Another question. All right, so what role will the U.S. play in the end times? You know how there's going to be nations that are going to gather together. Will the U.S. be part of that or under that?
Gather together against Israel? Or gather, you said gather what? What do you mean gather? It's a lot of gathering.
You know how, you know, in Revelations where it talks about the nations that gather, some that come away from that and some that join, will they, U.S., be part of that?
Well, they will for a little bit. I mentioned that earlier, and I'm glad you're asking me because then I can make it more specific. Thank you for asking that question. So America will, because of Biden and Biden's position that God has put him in to transfer and make America weak, and then when the financial thing hits and all that meshes together, it's not just the financial thing that's going to do it. It's the meshing together of everything God has called Biden to do. So, you know, Biden's not saying, God's speaking to me. God's using him. God's using him like a tool. That's what's happening. Like it or not, that's what's happening. I don't care what your theology, that's what God says. And when God says something, find it in the Bible. Because when God says it, it's in the Bible, how he uses people. He used Nebuchadnezzar to take down the temple. So that's what Joe Biden's going to do, too. He's going to take down the temple, the body of Christ, the financial part of it, and especially. So, I'm sorry. Okay, so we're talking about, so Israel, so God, I believe that the United States is going to be a friend to Israel. I think we're going to help Israel. We're not going to be like, some people think that we're going to really be in a big position to help Israel. We're going to be in a position to help them, and we will definitely help them. But we are going to, for a season, we're going to be somewhat, at least looking like we're going to be part of that system because of Biden. But once the job is done, Carmen, and Europe has it, nobody's going to care about America anymore. So America's going to go back to, you know, its Christian roots, if you will, if we have Christian roots, however you want to say that, the Christian roots that we have. And it's going to be a godly nation, you know, and the fact that abortion has been turned around after 50 years and millions killed, turned around at this season, you know what that says? That says that God's not going to allow the United States to go down to the tube, to become supplies. No, he's going to still keep it strong, yes, to help Israel and to help other countries, to help the globe. We're still going to do evangelism, just not in quite the way that we were before. But no, we will not be, we're not going to be part of the Antichrist system. No, not that there won't be people here that will be, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because, you know, in the Word, it shows where there's certain leaderships or whatever you call them, and then some break away. And so what you're saying is they're going to be, the U.S. is going to be united with that for a season, but then they're going to go get out and they're going to turn back to God.
Right. Yeah. In other words, when Biden gets through doing his thing, or I'm not, let's say that Biden doesn't do it by 2024, you know, when I say do it, what I mean by do it, handing it over to Europe. I don't know if that process is going to be complete or not. I think that I personally feel like it is, but as a word from God, I do not know the date and the time of that, of the actual, where Europe will be in control, you know, instead of the United States, as far as being number one. So once Europe has it, America is going to become like, we don't need you anymore because you were the strongest. Now you're weaker. You hand it over to Europe. That was God's will. So the Antichrist could come forth. It finished this thing up. America becomes, you know, smaller, not weak and falling apart, but smaller and weaker than they were, because we were number one, economy and everything. And now that's over. So does that mean America's going down the tube? Absolutely not. We're going to be a godly nation. I believe I know who's going to be the president, a Christian president, a Christian president. I know who that's going to be. I feel like I already know who that's going to be. And that's going to be, I don't know what year that's going to be. All I know is that once that the system is changed over to Europe and America kind of finished shaking off, you know, that we're going to have a godly president that's going to shepherd our nation, going to lead our nation back to godly principles. And will we help Israel? Yes. Because this person that I'm talking about is an Israel person. And he's a godly person. He's now getting a reputation globally as a man who is strong, but he's strong with love. Trump is strong.
When you say an Israel person, what do you mean by that?
He loves Israel.
Not that he's Israeli.
He's Christian. No, he's not. He's not Israeli. No. No, he's not Israeli. No. No, he's not Israeli. That'll probably come out in the wars before I'll slip. I'll probably slip and give that one away eventually. Because I had something to do with, you know, God calling me to, you know, anyway. So I met with him, and, you know, anyway, I don't want to say too much, but I would love to just blab everything, man. Believe me, it's not because I don't want to. Trust me. My problem is I blab too much. I blab too much, so I have to be careful because I want to tell everything, you know. And so people think I'm just playing a game. I'm not playing. Believe me, I am not playing it. But I would love to just tell you the whole thing. Trust me. And if I couldn't document it, I would probably have to. But most of it is, even though some of it I've revealed a little bit, but it's all been officially documented so that I can't have five or six words out and then pick one and go, oh, this is it. No, it's documented before people. And, yeah, so anyway. So, yeah, it's very interesting what's going on. And, Trump is being used greatly by God, but it's not the way everybody thinks. That's the shaker. That's the thing that, you know, what people sense is if there's something great about Trump, and they're ever so right. Absolutely. No question about it. But it's not great in the way they think. They have taken some words they've had from God, and they've, what I call, adding to it, you know, for hope's sake. He would be great for America for another 4 years. Well, of course, unless God had another plan, we wouldn't be saying we want Barabbas. We'd be saying we want Jesus. But people are going to say they want Barabbas because Barabbas is Trump, and Trump is Barabbas. You know, Barabbas was a patriot who hated Rome's oppression over Israel and was going to bring up a prophecy to pass. Did you hear me talk about that earlier about in the show about how the Barabbas thing and all that? I remember, but I don't know who even listened to.
Yeah. But I have a question. Knowing who God has shown you, who will be the president, a Christian president in the future, is that future far away? Or?
I love it though. It's probably, you know, I really don't know I don't have a date on it, but it's, you know, I have to be careful because you people are way too smart for me. You'll give me to say something and I'll.
As much as I can ask, and as much as you can tell us.
I know, and I appreciate that about you. I like to have fun with it, of course, as you probably know by now, but it's very serious, but yeah. How can I say that? I don't know who's going to be president. Here's the thing. What I don't know is is Biden going to be able to accomplish handing it over, bringing America weak enough to hand it over to Europe? I'm pretty sure that he is. So when his presidency ends, you're asking me a timing on the president I'm talking about. So the presidency of 2024, it's you know, they're going to try to get Trump in there, and Trump's not going to get in there because one way or the other, they're going to take him out. They're going to take him out. There's no question. They are going to take him out, period. He's not going to – I don't have exact details on the exact – is it during the election? Is it going to – after he gets the nomination? It sounds like it to me that could be from words that other people have had. But I don't have a direct word about that. All I know is that they're going to have to kill him, Carmen, because he's not going to give up. That's why I lean more toward they're actually going to physically kill him, because he's provoking it. Right now, he's calling them monsters. Have you heard that? He's calling them monsters. Today, he called them, they're evil monsters.
He doesn't hold back.
I love it. Huh?
He doesn't hold back.
No, he doesn't. And you know what? I mean, I hate to say it, you know, even though God shows me, and I voted for him twice, you know, because I like that part about him. I love that part about him, actually. And it was so sad until I understood what the purpose was of him not being president. Once I understood the purpose, then I'm going like, oh, my God, I vote for Jesus, not for Barabbas. You know, that's why I'm bringing up this whole scenario prophetically about Barabbas being Trump. And most people think Barabbas – see, I always thought – let me ask you something. What did you think Barabbas was before we talked about it? A murderer that they let go, who killed people? What did you think Barabbas was?
Well, you know, like a freedom fighter. When I would see it in the stories, I would see, you know.
Uh-huh.
And some of the apostles, I think even Judas thought was someone that thought that way too.
Uh-huh. I think so, yeah. I'm in agreement with you on that. I think he was too, yeah. I think
yeah,
him
they were
and
freedom fighters and they wanted to take it by force.
Right. And you know, because they were trying to fulfill a prophecy. The whole thing about all this that I'm saying, as the Lord showed me, that they're trying to fulfill prophecy. So what do you think? That's why so many people are behind Trump, because they just think we're going to fulfill prophecy. That's what Barabbas was doing. Barabbas wasn't. I always thought. I never really pay attention. I'm kind of like on the dingy side in some ways. You know, I watch a movie and I'm like, oh, yeah, Barabbas. They said he was a murderer. I just always and the Barabbas I saw in other movies. He was an ugly. His teeth were all black. His hair was messed up.
Yeah.
And he's standing. Right. And he's standing there, you know, with Jesus and Pilate, and he's standing there like. Like he can hardly see because he's been in the dark so long. Like, hey man, what am I doing out here? You know, anybody know what I'm doing out here? What's up? I don't even know. He's like his hair's messed up, his teeth are black, and they're calling him a murderer, right? So I just honestly always thought he was just like, you know, some murderer that got put in jail, and they said, well, you know, in prison. And I never put it all together. I say that I never did. Until I was watching the Jesus of Nazareth movie about maybe a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was, and they literally call him a patriot. I did not know that. I'm going, what? And then the Spirit of God, Carmen, the Spirit of God, because y'all know what I talk about, patriot. You know how, you know, Lisa from Pennsylvania comes on and says, I remember the day, you know, back when Trump, we're going through all this stuff about Trump and his pressure was really getting big. I remember the day that you said, you know, that you weren't a patriot, you were a prophet. And she brought that up like several times when she would call and Sean, if you were listening to this. And I'm going like, yeah, and I'd have to explain it again what I meant by that, you know, because it's like, it's not that I don't love my country, but when you're a prophet, you got to speak what God gives you. If he's telling you you're going to tear down the temple, you know, it doesn't matter whether all the Jews say you're not a patriot because you're not going to tear down. If God says it, you got to say it, right? And so we got into this patriot thing big time during the Trump thing, at least I did. And I had friends who were mad at me because I wasn't being a patriot. You know, I mean, they were acute. I say accusing me. I don't want to use that word. They were lambasting me, you know, to say the least, that I was hyper deceived and I got all these issues and I got these problems and what's wrong with me? How come I can't see the Trump be president? How come I keep talking about Biden? You know, and they were like really going after me about it, right? And so I just kind of like the patriot thing became big. So when I saw that Barabbas was a patriot, and instantly I went, oh, my God, Lord God Almighty, you just showed me, God, that this, and then the Barabbas word came forth just like that. Just like that, I knew instantly what was about to happen and what to call it. Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah. And it happened just that fast. You're watching a movie, the Jesus of Nazareth movie. I never heard him call him.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever hearing anybody call him a patriot before. I just thought he was like some guy who stirred up trouble and killed people.
But didn't some of the disciples think that Jesus was going to handle things in a different way? Like, you know.
I think so. Yeah.
A rough way. Mm-hmm. So they
yes.
thought it was going to be like that too.
Absolutely.
So
I think
no
you're
wonder.
Right. Well, right,
it's no
right.
wonder
it was a big
why
thing.
Believers think that way too.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. I'm not, you know, as you know this. I'm not condemning anybody. I'm just what God is using me to do. Like before in 2018, before we prophesied for 2 years about Caligula, right? It was all about Caligula. But his wife's name is Melania. Donald Trump's name. Caligula had a big mouth. He called his opponents donkeys and all kinds of names and did all kinds of things. They hated him. In fact, the historians said about Caligula, they said, don't believe everything that they say about Caligula because they hated him so bad, they made up stuff. What? Does that speak about Trump? Exactly. They hate him and they find everything he does and make it twice as bad as it is, if it had any bad at all. You know, if it wasn't even bad, maybe just look questionable. You know, they take it and make it into some, they demonize him on everything. That's exactly what they did with Caligula. So when I started seeing all that stuff, and then the Barabbas, so we talked about Caligula for 2 years, constantly. You know, I say constantly, regularly. And now it's going to be, this is why this is so big to me, because now I got a new word. And it's called, and the comparative to, is not to Caligula, the emperor, but in Trump, but to Barabbas and Trump. And the Trump movement and the prophetic movement and all like you're saying, Carmen, is what you said is so beautiful because that's exactly right. The prophets, the people who are spiritual people are going to say, we can't, they're already saying it. I watched a show on Joni's show, not on Joni's show, on Daystar Network, where the Flashpoint people, which are, you know, Kenneth Copeland's people, have these prophets on there. I can't think of their names right now, but Lance Wallnau. And what are the other guy's name? I can't think of his name. Anyway, so they get on there, and basically, I'm not saying all of it is about the Barabbas movement that they're going to be a part of. We're not going to put up with it anymore. We're going to take over. Right. So, yes, you're right. It fits in perfectly with, yes, some of the disciples. In fact, Peter, you know, because the word, you know, I'm glad you brought this up, Carmen, because the word about the Messiah was what? That he was going to be like the throne of David. What was David? What was David like? He was the son of David. What was David like? David was a killing machine, right? It's if he didn't kill God's enemies. I mean, he didn't kill people. He killed God's enemies. So they thought that's kind of what the Messiah would do. And that's why Jesus said, Lord, you can't die. You're going to be like David, right? And that's kind of what you're saying. And that's exactly right. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy to fall for that stuff.
All right, Prophet Randy.
Don't just say all right. You're going to get by with
no,
none of that.
No, I'm just, you know, trying to
okay.
think about any other questions that, you know, I want to ask you that possibly other people are thinking of that may
yeah, yeah.
interpret it differently so that you can clear it up.
Thank you. And I like that. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to reach out while you're thinking about that. Oh, go ahead.
Uh-huh, go ahead. No, I'm good.
Just go ahead and think about it there for a minute if you want. And then, yeah, stay on with me a little bit there. We'll just kind of finish this out tonight with this. You know, you never know what's going to happen here on PGN. I never know. I knew we were going to talk about something tonight important. I didn't know, honestly, that I was talking about this. I have several things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the hunterfolk. Carmen, that's one thing I brought tonight earlier was that I want to talk about the hunterfolk. I finally got – the reason I haven't talked about the hunterfolk yet, you know, one night on the show you said the hunterfolk and you mentioned 3,600 and you got a revelation on it too. Remember that?
Yeah, the body, soul, and spirit.
Yeah, yeah, hundredfold. Yeah, 30, 60, yeah. And so the reason I haven't talked about that yet is because I didn't really have anything to say as far as, you know, understanding it. Now I understand it better, and I understand only a little bit, but I understand things that night when that word came, as you were on with me, and you got the revelation to it about the same time, I think. Because I think you responded by text, and so I'm going, yeah, that's exactly it. And so what was I going to say? So the hundredfold. So I've always thought the hundredfold was a different thing now that I know. And since that night, you know, God opened me up to what's really going on with the hundredfold, and I'm going to talk about that. Maybe tomorrow night. Hopefully tomorrow night. I don't know exactly, but because I have to do with God, I get on and I start going a direction. And I have to stay with that direction. But like I did tonight, I thought I was going to talk about it tonight a little bit. I thought we'll stay on this Trump thing for a little bit and then we'll move off of it. But he didn't. But yeah, pray for me, y'all, because I have so much revelation that I've got, that God gives me little nuggets, and then I open up on the show and document it on the show. And share it on the show, and then it becomes documented information. And in my realm, people say, why don't you talk about documentation so much? You're driving us crazy with documentation. Because in my realm, you have to document things. It's not just for our sake. It's for the sake of the future. Like we're writing a book, so to speak, a book of the future. And we have to have it confirmed. You know, what did you really say? That's why sometimes it's important to ask questions so we can make it really clear what we're saying, so it can't be misunderstood, or at least for the most part can't be misunderstood. That's why I like people to ask me questions about it. I don't want to get offended by that. Even if you don't agree with me, I don't mind that. I would want you to tell me what you're thinking so I can, you know, tell you what I think about what you're thinking, you know, and help people understand it better. So I'm saying, okay, so somebody is saying here it was out in the country because it was about our country. Okay, I don't know about that. That could be right. So you are saying it's less than 5 years. I think I can say that. Yes. I'm being asked a specific question here. I think it's Cynthia. Cynthia. So you're saying it's less than 5 years. I think I can. Yeah. It's less than 5 years. I can't answer that. I'm not gonna. Don't be asking me if it's less than four, okay, or three, or don't go there, please. This is hard, man. This is some hard stuff. People don't realize what a wimp I am, as I just like to tell everything. You know, I do. I like to tell it all. I'm more of a blabber than a grabber. I just like to blab. You know, I like to say everything. Yeah, I guess what God told me last night, man, I'll be telling everybody. You know, I just love to share it. I love to share it. Get it out there. It's really awesome. So you're saying it's less than 5 years. And then she sends me another text, Carmen.
So it's safe to say that it will be in the next presidential year.
What's going to be in the next presidential year?
You know, the change with the financial thing. It won't be in
the
this
financial
one,
thing.
But yes, it'll be for the next term.
I'm not going to say. I know, but I can't say. I want you asking questions. I appreciate you asking, but sometimes if I can answer, I'll just say.
Okay.
If I answer too many questions, I'm going to get myself in trouble. And it's not about revealing too much. It's about getting myself in trouble with God. And believe me, when I share too much, he takes that away from me. That's why I don't share it. I have a fear and trembling that if I share too much without his permission and you know, that what he does is that when I, you know, do that, he takes it away from me for a season until I truly repent of it. I've had it happen to me. So that's why I'm careful what I say, because if I say too much, I'll be telling y'all tomorrow, guess what? God told me he's not going to tell me anymore for a couple of years. And believe me, that's not what we want. We as a people, want to hear what God is saying. Right? That we want to hear that. We don't want to get shut off. So pray for me that I will answer enough questions as I can without saying too much. So she says, here's what, this is Cynthia. She says, I already read this one. She says, so you're saying it's less than 5 years. And I can answer that, yes. And then she sends another one. So you're saying it's less than 5 years, question mark. Is that right? In other words, if you didn't hear me the first time, trying to make it really clear, is that right? I love that. That is so funny. Thank you, Cynthia, for saying it. Is that right? I love it. That is sweet Jesus stuff. You guys, there's something else, man. I tell you. Hey, Carmen, and also she's naming some people for the president thing, you know, the Christian president. She's naming some people, and I can't say that yet. So I'm not gonna say yes or no about anybody because if I say,
right?
I'm not gonna say. Hey, listen. Here's why I can't say, because if we say it's not this one, then it narrows it down to maybe this one and maybe this one, and then if I say no, it's not that one, it's gonna I'm not gonna tell you who it is, but you're gonna know who it is because we've done away with everybody, right? So I can't. That's why I can't start, you know, letting you eliminate people, because the elimination process.
Yeah.
Good try. That's right. She even says, "Is that right?" I love it. Great job, Cynthia. You really tried to nail me in a good way. And I mean that in a good way, in a fun way. She's just asking me right out. I appreciate it. All right. Okay. So we're just talking this stuff out tonight, y'all. Okay. Thank you for, who's Samson? He probably will do some damage like Samson on his way out. Who's that? Who are you talking about, Samson? Somebody's calling somebody Samson. I don't know who Samson is. Yep, even with this word, they most likely make it look like an accident. Oh, okay, you're talking about killing. Oh, like, okay. So they have a weapon that they could give people heart attack or poison. True. This is somebody talking about how they think Trump will be taken out. He's old, too. They may make it look natural. Yeah, that's really good thinking. I really don't know exactly, but that's good thinking. Yeah, something like that. Yep, even with this word that we're given tonight, they most likely make it look like an accident or natural. Yep, something's in the wine. Something in the wine. You don't drink wine, but yeah, something in the wine. Exactly. I don't know. I mean, I don't say that I know, but. He probably will do some damage like Samson on the way out. He's Samson. Okay. I'm not saying he's Samson, but somebody's saying he's Samson. But the Palestinians, the Philistines will still be ruling. Right. Palestinians, the Philistines will still be ruling. Yes. Philistines will still be ruling. Right. For now. The reason the Philistines, so to speak, the Rome has to rule is because it has to be handed over to Europe. So until that is accomplished, what they're worried about, what they're panicking about, like the dream vision I had about the George Bush recovery, what they're panicking about is that America can still be, you know, taken away from them. If you keep up with the political thing at all, a lot of Trump's people are winning the elections between Republicans. You know, like you get a George Bush Republican running for office, and you got a Trump Republican running for office. So they go at it, and then Trump's choices are winning a lot of them. So they're panicking. They're panicking right now. When I saw the George Bush Republican, Liz Cheney, interviewing and say, "We have decided," I was blown away by the boldness of that girl. She says, we Republicans will make sure, Republicans, not the Democrats, will make sure See, Carmen, that's a Republican Democrat who was a congressman until about a few days ago. She was congressman, a Republican, a popular Congress Republican, is now out of it because a Trump person took her out. You think that they're just going to roll over? No, she herself said out of her own mouth, we have decided, the George Bush Republicans, she said Republicans, just like my dream. Exactly. They had a meeting, just like in the dream I was at. They had a meeting. I don't know when they had it, how they had it. I don't want to get, but they had it. They decided, we, she says, the Republicans are not going to allow Donald Trump to get in the White House again. Those were her words. Look it up. It's all right there, man. And so he's saying right here that so probably we'll do some damage like Samson on his way out. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point, though. He's Samson. Okay. Wow. But the Philistines will be ruling, right. But he will take out some right on the way out. I'm not saying that. This is somebody else saying it. Can I say your name? This is a friend from Colorado saying it. Jeff. I mean, not Jeff. But Mike. Yeah, Mike is saying this. Mike from Colorado is saying that he will take out some on his way out. He might do it. Okay. Anything? Any other questions, Carmen, that you're thinking of? That maybe if anybody else has a question you'd like to ask? You can ask anything you want to. Ask something that I don't really
do
care.
Do you think our currency will change? I remember living in Europe, and when I was there, there was a change of currency. They had, you know, the Italians had their lira, and the Germans had their marks, but then it changed to euros, and all Europe was having their currencies with euro, so that anywhere you went, it was the same. Any other country that the euro was used, they didn't have to exchange them. It was different. And so do you think we will have to change our currency?
That's a good question. Right, good question. We've kind of talked about this already, sort of. Not detailed. Thanks for the detailed question. So here's what we've kind of talked about this already. Once the system, you're going to watch the economy go down globally, especially in America, right? That's going to happen. We know when that's going to be, and when that happens, that's going to be this. It's different parts that are going to make this happen. The economy going down is one part. Biden doing his part is another part. Right, of passing it on to Europe, the baton onto Europe. So, because that's where the Antichrist is going to come out of. I know who the Antichrist is, and he's from Europe. He's literally from Europe. So that's we know that those people who prophesy that the Antichrist come out of Europe, I'm telling you, they're right. They are right. That is true. That is going to happen. He's from Europe. I don't know if he's I don't know what his belief system is or anything, but he's a European. So anyway, what am I doing here? Oh, yeah. So once you come a currency, so once the economy crashes and then they rebuild it back with a new system, all part of a new system, which is going to be the Antichrist system, the one world system, right? That's the purpose of all this. It is to cause the financial thing to get all turned around where a U.S. isn't in control anymore financially, but Europe will be. Right. And then once they get their system going, Carmen, this is when the Antichrist will come forth. And as we've talked about before, he will say one day, okay, you guys can't buy and sell food anymore. You can't buy food anymore. You're cut off unless you take the mark. Right. We've talked about that. So what's going to happen? Here's the answer to your question the best I can. So what's going to happen once that's passed on? And the economy, and then they say, we're shutting you down. You can no longer function in our system unless you take, we got to have unity here. You Christians are a bunch of pain in the neck. you got to either bow down and take our mark or take our, you know, or get out. You're not getting any food. You're going to starve to death, which is what most of pre-tribulation people threaten us of, which is a bunch of hogwash, by the way. Biggest pile of horse manure I've ever heard. I mean, when you hear that, when you hear from God about stuff, everything else becomes horse manure, you know. So it is a big pile of horse manure, what they say. So what's going to happen is that Texas, that's why you got to pray for Texas. Texas is going to be like a leader because we're big, and we got, right at this point, we have a governor who's it. So we're talking about the currency. Right now, we talked about this a few weeks ago, how that one of the congresswomen came on. I can't think of her name right now. What was her name? Somebody hit me with her name, please. She came on Joni's show, and she said that there's a gold bullion in Texas. So, see, there's the big thing people are asking me about the currency. I've been asked this in different ways before, and I'm answering it tonight in a brand new way that'll help you understand. They are going to have their currency, yes. What's it going to be? I don't know, and I don't care, honestly, because it's not going to do you any good. You can't trade in it without taking the mark. So that's going to transition over, and we're going to have our own system. Why would God tell in Revelation, the book of Revelation, say, come out from among them if there wasn't something to come out to? What are we going to come out to? We're going to have our own system. We're going to have our own satellites. Are they going to try to stop it? Of course they're going to try to stop it. Just like they tried to stop Elon Musk when he put up satellites there in Ukraine. Putin, this is written in the news. It's documented. Elon Musk said, Putin tried to get in there and mess up and put bugs in our system to mess it up so he could take that connection, that their ability to communicate away. And we had a few little days of trouble, and we fixed it. Same thing. That's a perfect example that's going to happen. So we're going to have our own system. Our own system is not just going to be phone calls, not just that. It's going to be ability to communicate. You know, I don't really know for sure whether we're going to have credit cards or I don't know exactly what, but it's going to be gold and silver and the Texas bullion. Gold bullion in Texas already exists, which is a system that allows that to function. Texas has to take the next move and do some things. And then all over the globe, I hope I'm making sense of this, all over the globe, people who believe like we do, like Texas and other places, Florida, and I don't know what all the countries do. And telling the system to get out of our lives, we don't want you, we don't need your system, we got our own system. We're going to be all over the globe, just like they're all over the globe. We're going to be all over the globe too. We're going to be feeding people, helping Israel, helping Australia, helping anybody who wants help, all over the globe. We're going to be joining together, and because when God says come out from among them, we're going to come out from among them because He has something else set up for us to do, and that is a whole other system. It's called God's provision. And it's not just provided supernaturally like manna coming and people say, do we need to save up all of our to get food that will last us for 7 years? No, you don't. I'm not against getting food together. You know, I've already talked about that. Do it. Get you some water, get some food, whatever. But overall, there's going to be Texas and other states across the globe who hate the system to this moment. At this very moment, they hate it. They're just like us. We're not the only ones over here. We're so holy, we're the only people. No, there's people all over the globe that despise what they're going to do and hate it and are running from it. As many as you can't even count them. The Bible says in Book of Revelation chapter 7, it said there's so many of them that came through the tribulation that you can't even number them. There's so many. Where those people come from? All over the globe, not just Texas. Right? All over the globe. The global system is going to be hooked up around the globe for the enemy, and so are we going to have it. It may not be exactly like this, but it's going to be very similar because technology allows us to do that. All right. Did I answer that? I get off on too many things that I'm not answering that very well. So the currency... So the currency is going to be like what I said. We're going to have our own currency. We'll have our own currency. We're not going to be the currency that the system is going to have. Who cares what they're going to have? I mean, I know you're not asking me about that, but people still haven't quite got it yet that we're going to have our own system. That's what they haven't quite gotten yet. You know, and it's hard to kind of conceive because the lies that we've been told by pre-tribulation raptors, well-known people that I love, and I know they're men of God, but on this thing, they're off is about as far as you can get. So they're telling people, they tell people, John Hagee, a lot of them, I can name them all. People, you know, 90% of preachers preach that. They say you're going to get your head cut off. If you're here for the tribulation, they say you're going to have two choices. You're going to get your head cut off, or you're going to have to starve to death or take the mark. That's what they say. That's literally what they say. These are well-known, wealthy, big churches and church leaders who love God, but they are totally in the dark about our technology, obviously. They think the Antichrist is going to rule on that? Elon Musk was a good example of how that ain't going to happen. That's why I was so glad when that happened, because I've been prophesying that for maybe a year or two. And we're going to have our own system, and all of a sudden it shows up that Elon Musk does it. Come on, y'all. Wake up. This is actually going on now. It's not some fantasy land. Randy's like, oh, yeah, Randy, he's so cute. Let's get $5. That was such a great word. But it's just a bunch of bull, but it sure sounds nice. We're going to have our own system? I hope so. But whatever. The world system, they're going to take us down. We're going to have to. Yeah, that's what those pre-tribulation preachers have done to y'all. Not all y'all, but most of you. Anyway, now that I've started to get a little bit worked up, Carmen, save me and get me out of here. Okay, here's what. Me too. Well, we're going to talk about that pretty soon. I've got some stuff on that. I wish I had a lot of stuff on. What happens is when God finally gives me the approval to talk about something, it's not because I have a lot of it. I just need a little bit, right? And I take off a little bit. And hopefully he will unfold a lot more. But I have some information that I didn't have before from our little conversation that night that we had on the show that you were part of. Anyway, somebody here says, is it possible they could just plant something on Trump after the raid at Mar-a-Lago? That's a good question. Or is it certain that they will take him out physically? Well, you know, I've had words about them killing him on January the 24th, 2019. I gave that word publicly. It was hard to do because when you give words about killing the president and you're doing it publicly, you know, I'm waiting for – can I just be real honest with y'all? That was a hard word to give, and because I kept thinking, you know, they're going to send the police after me and saying, now, are you trying to say you're going to kill Trump or something, you know? You know, in other words, I'm saying he's being threatened to be killed, and they're gonna say, "Oh, are you in on it?" You know, I mean, I was just waiting for them to come after me. Honest to God, I mean, I went through that for a few days. It was very difficult. People don't realize what goes on my end. It was very difficult to give that word, and a specific date, January 24, 2019, is a hit job for him. We got it out there, and I shared all that earlier. I want to repeat it all again. So he's saying here, is it possible that they could just plant something on Trump after the raid at Mar-a-Lago? What do you mean plant something on him? Plant what? Plant what? Or is it certain that they will just take him out physically? Okay. I go all over the place. Sometimes you have to help me stay on track, but because I got so much information here. But are they going to take him out physically? Do I know that for sure? I was just trying to explain the January 24th thing, that I've already seen them trying to kill him physically. That was they going to kill you physically, Donald Trump, on January the 24th, a date. Then to find out he was going to be, this all came out through the news. This is not some little secret thing I got going on with somebody, me and some angels. No, this actually came out. Sarah Huckabee came out in the news and said that Donald Trump was going to be in Davos, Switzerland, on January the 24th. And now he decided for some reason he's going to stay in the White House until January the 25th and hide it in the White House. That's exactly, you read the article. He didn't say hide it, but he said he stayed in the White House trying to raise, he wasn't trying to raise money for the wall, friend. He was trying to keep from being killed. He wanted to be in Davos, Switzerland. Are you kidding me? He's a financial guy. He loves that. He loves that stuff. He wanted to be among those people. He probably got mad at me for saying that. I don't know if he did or not. I don't talk to him. But he opened up the, this is all, you know, I don't think, on January 25th, he opened up the finance again. Come on. So, is it going to take him out physically? Well, I had that word then, but that's not for later, right? That was for January 24th. So do I think you're going to take him out physically? Well, through different words that friends of mine have gotten, Nicole said she saw him being killed. Not saw him being killed, but saw the aftermath of it. Nicole from here on, from D.C. here on the show, you know, we've talked about this. This is a public thing. I don't think she might be saying it because it's already been made public. You know, we were wondering, you know, is that God or not God? And we've talked about it here on the show. She saw Melania coming out during some political moment and said, you know, came out with a you know, mourning clothes on, mourning the death, and Donald Trump didn't show up, right? So, you know, and, you know, I'm not saying that's going to happen exactly, but I kind of think that there's something to it because of everything I'm getting, right? And the fact that Donald Trump, the reason they're going to, he's going to make sure they take, he's going to, he let me tell you something, he's like the boxers in the Rocky Balboa movie, you know. What's that guy's name again? You told me his name before. That once you're a boxer, once you're a professional boxer, you can never not professional box. He wanted to die in the ring. And he did die in the ring, fighting the Russian, right? He said, do not throw the towel in. Let me die. That's Donald Trump. I told you, I already prophesied to you. That's Donald Trump. So, yeah, Donald Trump will make sure that he gets knocked out in the ring of fighting. He's going to fight until the death. That's what he will do. Yes. So however that happens exactly, I don't personally know from God. I just know that that's what I see. Okay? And we'll look back on this show, and I've got it recorded another way, that because sometimes people try to mess with our stuff, so I have to do it other ways too. So anyway, there you go. All right, any other questions? Carm, anybody else? I'm getting tired. I think I'm getting ready to call it a night, but all this stuff is like...
No, I don't have any more.
Oh, come on. Not one?
I can't think of anything.
You need to drink some coffee and wake up. Okay, don't do that. I'm just kidding. I'm trying to think of that guy's name in Rocky Balboa's movie where I said he was like Donald Trump.
Isn't it Apollo Creed?
Apollo Creed, thank you. Maybe you're the one that sent that to me. Yeah, Apollo Creed, that's a great movie, by the way. I just happened to be watching it the other night. I turned on and Rocky Balboa. And I like Rocky Balboa, so I'm watching it right now. It's Rocky, man. Go get him, Rocky. And it was about him and how that his friend died. What's his name again? Apollo Creed. Okay, I don't know why I can't get his name right. Apollo Creed. You know, Rocky was there when he was fighting the Russian, right? If you watch the movie, and Apollo Creed, because the Russian was killing him. I mean, he was punching, he was bleeding bad, and Apollo Creed said to Rocky, who was basically managing him at that moment, said, "Do not throw in the towel. I don't want." In other words, he was saying, "Let him kill me." And his wife knew. And you see in the movie that his wife knows him very well, as wives know their husband. And she knew he was really difficult to live with unless he was boxing and winning and boxing and do what they do. And so in the final moments of his life, and it shows in the ring that he's looking at his wife, and his wife looks at him with panic, like, going, I know what you're about to do. You're about to let him kill you. And sure enough, He told Rocky, he said, do not throw in the towel. I would rather be dead than live without being a boxer. And that's what I was saying about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is Apollo Creed in that movie. And he's not, he's telling people, I'm telling you, he's telling people in different forms, do not throw in the towel. We're going to go all the way, and I'm going to go down fighting. And that, my friend, is the rest of the story. Okay, as Paul Harvey said, used to say. Apollo Creed, yeah, thank you. All right. All right, could you please pray for me? I'm, yeah. Oh, Cynthia lost her little puppy dog. She went out of town and came back, and she lost her baby. I'll tell you, when I lost my dog, we grieved over that. That was, I understand that one. So, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, tonight. We just stop trying to save the globe through the word of the Lord tonight. Jesus, stop everything to pray for one of your daughters who lost her baby doll dog. Lord, we thank you for all the grieving, all the memories, all the stuff, God, and wash and cleanse and let her go through the grieving of that. When you're attached to something, you know, a creature, an animal, they're so beautiful. Dogs are so precious. They're so much our friend, you know, in so many ways. The dog's best, a man's best friend. I literally think that my dog was really one of my best friends because he was loyal. When I'm having a bad day, my dog, without me saying, how do you tell your dog, if your dog having a bad day? They go, no, they don't understand English. I never said a word to my dog about I was having a really bad week, whatever. And he jumps up in my lap, which she never did, and just, you know, ooh. I mean, it's amazing, man. When you have an animal do that to you, and you know they don't know, and you know that they're feeling you, friend, that's difficult to get over when that friend is gone. I don't care anybody to say about dogs. You can say whatever you want. That's just me. I don't know if it's scriptural or not, but, you know, yeah. So, Lord, help her get through this, dear Jesus. Walk with her and let her grieve and wash and cleanse, dear Jesus. Little dog, amen. May she, you know, I'm probably not supposed to say this publicly, but I buried my dog, my baby doll dog, in the backyard. You're not supposed to do that, darling, so. I may get busted now, but it's not funny, but it's funny, kind of like, going to bust me for burying my dog. I don't think so, but anyway, yeah, so we buried him, had a ceremony. I mean, it was just like, you know, it was difficult. So, yeah, we walk with you through that, in Jesus' name. Comfort, wash, cleanse, help, love, God, show your love. Amen. But y'all are a great crew to have. Thank you for your friendships, everybody, and your love and sharing your life with me and us. Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome, Cynthia. Yeah. And I've had a long day. I've had a long weekend. I go through a lot of stuff. Not bad stuff. I have a crazy life. I mean, my life is intense in many, many ways as far as prophetically, I'm speaking up. And so, y'all think all this information just comes lightly? Well, it does not. I'm not complaining at all. I love my life. I absolutely love my life. I wouldn't have it traded for anything. Beautiful, awesome. I am so privileged. Dear Jesus knows that I adore him and love him and thank him for the honor I have of what little bit of suffering I do. He just works it out for glory, and it is awesome. And I mean that literally, and I'm not being a positive thinker either. I'm telling you, I am highly privileged and highly blessed and highly favored, but because of his love, I'm saying. Highly favored in his love. And I know it. And it's like you. It's you the same way. So receive it. Be blessed in it. Thank you for listening. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for asking questions. You know, I love questions. I love to talk about this stuff. We may talk about it a little bit tomorrow. I'm not sure what we're going to do tomorrow night. We're going to talk about Hundredfold soon. I got some new info about that. I was a little surprised at some of it, honestly. Pretty cool. Very cool. Very surprising. And gave me a whole new understanding on it. That happened, again, a few days ago. And I remember, you know, Carmen responded to that. So I know that we're flowing. God's showing us stuff here. Now, Greg is asking me, he says, we might be saying your name. Do you have a list of all the clues you gave about the Antichrist? You know, I just asked the people that have been listening, why don't you send me back, because I don't really know if I have a list of the ones I've given. I've given several. So if some of you guys don't mind the clues that I've given that you remember, if you could send them to me, and I can make a list. I would be glad to share that with you. I know some of the ones I've given, but I gave them actually over time, and I don't know that I remember every one of them, but I know the major ones for sure. And I'll put that list together, and we'll talk about it some night. Okay, Nicole is so. I think she already had a list. Thank you, Nicole. Nicole just had that right. She got it right there. Said red hair. Thank you. That's true. Red hair. Did I tell y'all how I can tell you how each one of these things happened to me? Both basically. Red hair. He has red hair. In his 50s. It scares me when I read this. From Europe. Family made a covenant with Satan in the past. There's four right there. Red hair. And his hair is not like bright red, or it's dark red. In fact, when I first saw a picture of him, when God gave me his name with a fish, with the initials and everything, because there's, you know, when there's several people in the family, you know, they named them, you know, with the, you know, like D.L. Moody, you know, D.L., D.L.A. Moody, or, you know, something like that. He gave me his name. So I looked him up, right? I got up, I said, man, because he wrote it in front of me in the middle of the night. So I went and got up, and, you know, I couldn't believe it. I'm going like, what? The Antichrist? I looked him up. Sure enough, you know, I saw a picture of him, and they had taken a picture of him at a Republican party. He was in this particular picture, and I'm not exaggerating. He was at a Republican party and named the person's party that he was at. The reason I haven't mentioned that name of that person is I don't want to identify him with the Antichrist. Because it doesn't mean that he, you know, because nobody knows he's the Antichrist. He was at a Republican party coming out of the party, and they shot a picture of him. Now, and this was a high-up Republican. And the reason I don't give you his name, I might have mentioned his name before, but I'm fearful of names because when I give names, sometimes people get crazy. Oh, I don't have to answer you on air. Okay. Well, I already did, kind of. But red hair, his hair is dark red. And the reason I know it's dark red is because when I first saw the picture of him that I'm trying to say right now, is because the picture I saw him at that party, you know, his hair looked brown to me, like dark brown. Right. And so I never thought about his color of his hair until I had that dream vision about the Antichrist. And I saw Satan show up unveiling. I'm swinging this sword, this big, huge sword to the right and left, about waist high. And demons were crying. Satan shows up at the window to watch, I guess, the unfolding of the Antichrist. But there was a casket there, a wooden casket. And wooden casket meant, I didn't even know what it meant at the time. Now I know. When I found out what the wooden casket meant, blew my mind. Blew my mind. So why would the Antichrist, who has a lot of money, you would think, have a wooden casket? Right? That's what I'm thinking. But when I found out, golly, it just, yeah. So anyway, when I woke up from that dream of the Antichrist, as I'm waking up, and I've shared this many times, as I'm waking up from the dream, God speaks to me like I'm talking to you. It says, and his hair is red, just calm. That dream was so intense, I thought I was going to wake up freaked out with my hair standing up. It was so scary. I've never seen Satan himself until that night. I've never even seen demons. I've never seen any spiritual beings other than a person who looks like an angel, you know, standing at the foot of my bed. Actually, it's David Wilkerson, or his angel, standing at the foot of my bed. I saw that. That was scary. But other than that, I haven't ever seen it. So I saw in a dream, I saw Satan himself. I know what Satan looks like now. It's very unusual. It surprised you. It surprised me. He looked like a prince. Literally, he looks like a prince. I don't know how why I would think he would look at, but and when you look at his face, he looks like a prince. That's what you think of when you see his face. He looks like a prince. And of course, he is the prince of darkness. So when I woke up from that dream, Greg, as I'm waking from that dream, just intensification, seeing Satan, I mean, I'm seeing the Antichrist. I'm like, I'm swinging this sword. I'm hearing demons cry. And as I'm waking up from that intense dream, very calmly, very calmly, God says, and his hair is red. Right? So I get up out of bed. I'm going, what? His hair is red? I think his hair is brown. That's literally what I was doing. I said, this is going to be confirmation. His hair is red. It didn't look red to me, and not in that picture. Well, I went and got his bio, right? Guess what color his hair was? Red on his bio. But it's dark red. It's dark red. You know, like brownish red. But red. And his bio is red. Okay, he's in his 50s. He's from Europe. His family made a covenant with Satan in the past. I think I'm giving some other ones. I can't remember what they are right now. But that's why, you know, because I don't sit around and think about that stuff. But, yeah, and Nicole, I think, had a list up. And there's several people that have kept up with the list. Maybe somebody else can add to that list. I don't know. I think that's pretty well. That may be pretty well it. Nicole may have it exactly right on. You don't have to answer me on air. I just did. I just answered you, Bo. I'd like to answer. I like to answer questions. I like to give the answer if I have it. Sometimes I can't. So Cynthia's asked me, is he well known? He's not in the public eye. Not as far as, you know, in the news. You don't see him in the news, no. Is he well known? His name is well known. His last name. That's another hint. His last name. Maybe I'll add to it. Maybe, have I already said this? His last name is well known. She's asking me, is he well known? His last name is. If I told you his last name, you go, yeah, we've heard that name. Everybody's heard of that name, you know, most everybody. Yeah, so is it well known? His last name is well known, yes. But he is not known in the public eye. He, like I said, the first time I saw a picture of him was at the picture, because I did a search on him, right? Like anybody else, I didn't do a special search. I didn't pay for it. I just like Google the name. And so it showed a picture of him, and it said the picture, you know, below it tells you where the picture was taken. It was a picture taken with at a Republican party, at a party with Republicans. And I can't remember when, I have to look again to see what date the picture was, but he was young. He was young then, younger. He's in his 50s. Because the bio tells you his birthday. Right? It tells you how old he is. All right. Anybody else got any questions you want to ask? Nothing is too whatever to ask. All right. I know some people have gone to bed. All right, Nicole, is he married? I don't know if he's married right now. You know, I don't know. I haven't checked it. See, but he's had been married. He has had a wife. Had a couple of wives, actually. Couple of wives. A wife. I think I can say. I know he had one wife. He had a wife. I think he still has that wife. I'm not really sure, but he's had a wife. I haven't actually kept up with him in the last few years, so I don't know. Also, wasn't his family formerly prominent and are starting to come back to power? His family is prominent, yeah. Are they coming back to power? That is not known in the public, if it is, if they are. So he's not, they're not, they do not name them, him, as, you know, the rich and the famous. They're pretty, they keep pretty well to themselves. They really don't, they, these people really do not need advertisement and don't like advertisement about themselves because of rumors and lie and stuff and the things that people, conspiracy theories, conspiracy stuff and all that. Is he from England? No, he's not from England. He's from Europe. I don't really know that I know what town he was born in. But he has a house here in the United States. He has a house all over the place, right? But he's from Europe. From Europe. I'm just going to say he's from Europe. I do not know. I'm sure he has a house in England. I'm sure he has houses. He has houses all over the place. You know, they have money. They can have houses anywhere they want. Prominent family, well known. So. Is he Jewish? They say he is Jewish. They say that he is Jewish. Now, we don't know whether he's officially Jewish or not, but they say that they are Jewish. Nicole's asking, is he Jewish? They say that he's Jewish, whether he's officially blood Jew or not. I have to say, I really don't know, but his family is known as being Jewish, yes. I know that may not be answering the question perfectly, but I try to be careful how I answer. But, yeah, they say his family is Jewish. His family is very much into the Jewish culture. Right. They are very much in the Jewish culture and into Jewish things. They're into everything. Does he know he's the Antichrist? You know what? That's a good question. I don't know if he thinks he's the Antichrist. I thought that's a good question. Does he know he's the Antichrist? I can't say I don't talk to him, right? But he is around. He is around. I think that maybe he believes that he's going to be part of the world leadership, the one world government. I don't think he calls himself the Antichrist. I think he'd call himself probably the Messiah. Because most people, the Jewish people, don't really believe the Messiah is God in the flesh. Most Jewish people, you know, there's different belief systems when you look into it. And a lot of the Jews think the Messiah is just going to be a man. He's going to be very smart, like David. David was just a guy keeping sheep as a kid who got the anointing of Samuel upon him, of God upon him through Samuel. And he became, you know, David. So a lot of people think that some guy out there, you know, which is true, he's born of a family, and he, you know, his family made a covenant with Satan many, many years ago. They might not have called it a covenant with Satan. I don't know what they call it. I don't really know what they call it. That's what God showed me that it is. If they could say a covenant with, you know, something, I don't really know. But that's what God told me, that they made a covenant with Satan. So whatever they call it, I don't know. They could call it something else. But y'all are digging deep tonight. I'm starting to get nervous. A little bit, not really too much, but okay. So no, not George. It has nothing to do with George Soros. I think George Soros. People have asked me that before, if it's George Soros, and I don't like to start doing away with names, because then people start. But it's really hard to get this one because he's not out there. And his family is not out there. George Soros is out there. He's in the news. They talk about him. It is not somebody that is known and in the news and out there like George Soros is. Good question, though. His son, I don't even know. What's his son's name? You know his son's name? It's not George Soros or his family. But I don't even know who his son is. So I don't know who that is. But good question. A lot of people have asked me about, they think George Soros is it. George Soros is a man who gets, he has two sons. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Oh, he has two sons. Okay. I don't know the name. Okay. That's Noel saying she didn't know the name. I don't either. Noel, I don't know. I just know. I just know who it is. I don't know who it is. I know it's not. It's not George Soros. But George Soros is a very powerful man, and they're probably all friends. I don't know that because I don't talk to George and I don't talk to this guy. So they're probably friends. In fact, I would bank on that they're probably friends. They may be really good friends. So they all think completely different than most business people and most world leaders that you would think, like Trump, you know, Trump being a world leader or whoever else being a world leader. You know, they are not this group. They think completely different. They're in a completely different zone. These people are so wealthy. And yeah, they all hang together, I think. You know, I mean, I don't know for sure. I can't say because I don't know. I haven't seen an article that says their name and George's name. But I would think that they hang together and know each other. They may not like each other. They may like each other. I don't know. There's a lot of competition. All right. Do you know why the number of his name is 666? You know, I have... Honest to God, it's really cool you're asking that, Nicole, because I am wondering, I've never actually done a number thing with his name, and except for a couple of days ago, I'm thinking, you know, I had the thought, I'm going to do that to see if it, you know, shows 666. And a couple of days ago, honestly, maybe yesterday, I thought about that, and then I got distracted and didn't do it. So, yeah, just remind me to do that, you guys, and I will see. Yeah, it really is cool. I actually did. I'm just telling you the truth. It's either yesterday or day before, last couple of days, last several days. You know, sometime in the last few days, I thought about that. I need to check that out. And it may show up 666, it may not. I really don't know. great question, man. That is cool. That is really cool. And it, you know, a lot of people have who they had. They had all these other guys 666 on their name. That came with 666, like Ronald Reagan and other people. You know, and that may not have anything to do with it, and it might. I really don't know because I haven't checked it out yet. Yep, really cool though. fun to talk about, isn't it? Give me just a moment. Why don't you send in some more questions, and then if I don't get any more questions, I'm going to call it a night. Okay, I had to take a little break there. All right, I got some questions going on, I think. I love questions. You know, I really do like asking questions if I can. Okay, I think I'm back on now. I muted myself for a second. Take a little break. Does he know he's the Antichrist? Okay. Can't hear you. I answered that. Thank you for that. Can't hear you. Can you describe Satan's appearance? Okay, thank you. Yeah, you can hear me now. That's because I muted you for just a second. Thank you. Can you describe Satan's appearance? That's a really good question. I'm going to try to answer that question. I'm going to try to find some pictures that look like him, if I can, Satan, because I saw his face. I was about 10. I was probably about 10 feet away from him. He came to the window and looked in the window because the Antichrist was in there in a casket, whatever that means, in a wooden casket. And the reason I know, you know, Jews, because you asked that question earlier, Nicole, if he's Jewish. And the thing that always really messed me up about the, you know, about the casket that I saw, because it was a casket, right? Like a wooden casket. It was a wooden, you know, nice wood, but nothing fancy. You know, stained dark brown kind of thing. You know, like a casket, a wooden casket. It was wood. The lid was probably, you know, an inch thick, maybe something like that, thick, solid wood. And not, it was nice, but it wasn't like fancy at all. It was just wood. No fancy markings, no nothing. And it was opened up a little, like it was opening up. In other words, God symbolically saying, and I knew I was with the Antichrist, which is scary. And I was on one side of the casket when it was opening up. And when it was opening up, all of a sudden, I ended up on the other side of the casket with a sword in my hand, big, big sword. I don't know, the sword is like 8 foot, 9 foot, long, big, heavy sword that I couldn't have wielded myself. And I'm swinging it to the right and to the left. As Satan is I see Satan walking up through the window, like a kitchen window, a big kitchen window, you know, kind of like up high, but not real high, but kind of medium high maybe, I don't know. And he walks up, and I could see him from his neck up type thing. And he had, his face was, it didn't look like a human being, but I think it was human, but it wasn't, at the same time, I can't say that what I saw was a human being, right? I can't say that because he didn't look like a human being, yet he kind of had the appearance as a man. His face, his chin seemed to be somewhat pointed, you know, like come to a point. And his cheekbones seemed to come to a point. You know what I mean? Like they, does that make sense? Come to a point? You know, like I have cheekbones, but I don't know if my cheekbones come to a point or not. I don't know how to explain it. But they're almost like, you know, came to a point or something. His nose seemed to have come to a point, like it was, you know, wasn't round and big. It was like point, like it was pointed. His eyebrows, his forehead, I don't know how to describe it. If you can just picture the devil looking like a man with a high forehead, pointed chin, pointed cheekbones, pointed nose, and yet it's not a man, but it's had a face and a head and a body, you know. But it's not a man, it's Satan. How can I describe that? So I don't know if I'm very good at explaining that, but I'm going to try to find a picture. I'll try to find a picture of that. Interesting. Yeah, thank you. I thought it was it. I'm sorry I can't describe it better, but, you know, I'm not very good at that kind of stuff. But I will try to remind me. Please remind me. And I will try to find something that looks like he looked and, you know, share it. I'd love to do that. Yeah. Okay. It is interesting for sure. Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you guys. Eller, special crew. To hang out with this stuff, man, you got to be special. You are special people, symbolic of leadership of death. What does that mean? What do you mean symbolic? What's symbolic? Leadership of death. What does that mean? Symbolic, Karma saying symbolic of leadership of death. What, the appearance that he shed or what? What are you talking about? Antichrist. You know, demons and devils have faces that look like a mint, a casket of wood. A casket of wood. Thank you for reminding me that. The casket of wood. I was going to tell you about that. So one day, not very long ago, maybe a few months ago, several months ago, I was sitting there. I don't know. I did something. I think I was going to a funeral or something. I don't remember what was going on. And somehow I got into looking for caskets. What was that about? I can't remember what that was about. Maybe my mother. You know, I don't remember what it was about. But I was looking at caskets. And I think I might have just been inquisitive about it. So, here's what I found out. That Jewish people, because Nicole was asking, he was a Jew. Jewish people do not get buried in plastic or metal. They get buried in wood. They bury Jewish people in wood. That's kind of a, when you look up what Jewish people get buried in, you know, or that people that are really Jewish, that really believe in the Jewish culture, they don't get buried in anything but wood. Not metal, not plastic, wood. And when I saw that, I went, now I understand. And that had been many years ago when I saw that, had that vision dream. Wooden casket, and always in the back of my mind, I'm going, why was it a wooden casket? I thought you'd think somebody that has all that kind of money, kind of power, that has something fancy, you know, like something cool, like their name written on it or something. But no, it was just a wooden casket, man. A regular wooden casket, a wooden one, but a nice wood, but nothing fancy, no carvings, nothing, just, you know. And like I said, the lid was probably an inch thick of solid wood, you know, shaped like a casket. And it was wood, and I realized it was confirmation that he was Jewish, having a wooden casket. Yeah, see, I get lost in my conversations, what I'm talking about. And, thank you. Yeah, the casket represented a Jewish burial, or Jewish, that the Antichrist is Jewish, or at least has Jewish, strong Jewish beliefs, and they say he's Jewish. They say they're Jewish. So, you know, I can't prove any of that. That's just what they say. But yeah, they're very strong in the Jewish culture. Now, he's not going to be with any of it. The Jews won't accept him if he isn't Jewish. Oh, that's kind of what I always thought. Listen, the Jews know these people very well. I'm going to give more clues than I guess. Sounds like, because Carmen says the Jews won't accept him if he's not Jewish. I don't know. Probably you would think. That's what I always thought. But So, yeah. So that's what I always thought too, but I didn't know for sure. Yeah. And so he, let's see, hang on, what's going with that? So, you know, the wooden casket said he's Jewish at least. And so, yeah, here's where I'm going with this. Their family has donated a lot of money and wealth to the Jewish people and to their societies. Yeah. I don't know if I've talked about that before or not. They have donated bukus and bought and paid for many things, some of the most sacred of things, so to speak, you know, that are sacred to the Jewish culture, you know, like big, I don't know, I don't want to say libraries, you know, and special places, special things, you know, but they have donated, you know, they have been part of that. They are enshrined in the Jewish culture. So that tells you a little bit more. I'm giving away a lot of clues tonight. 12:30. Y'all dragging this out. I'm getting tired. You're wearing me out. But y'all my family, so you know I'm willing to pay the price. Pay that price. It's going to be nice when you pay the price. The price is nice. All right. So that's pretty well it. Unless somebody asks another question. I'm really doing good at the questions, man, for the most part. I like questions about stuff. But sometimes I don't always, you know, even though I do make it plain on my end, people think about things in different ways. So sometimes to say it many different ways, it makes it clearer. So that's why I enjoy questions that can help make things clearer, as clear as I can. All right, y'all. Awesome, awesome. What a great night. So if there's no more questions, yeah, I'm going to call it a night. Is that a name? Billionaire? Bromovic? Oh, I don't know who that is. I don't know who that name is. I think I've heard that name before. But no. And the more names I do away with, that's the problem. When you start asking, people start asking questions, they say, no, that's not it, and that's not it, and that's it. It brings it down. He donates a lot to the Jews. Oh, in other words, that Roman guy does? Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, interesting. That's not him, but that's cool. Is he heavy set or overweight? No. Well, you know, I haven't seen a picture of him. I don't know what he looks like today, but no, he's not heavy set at all. But I mean, unless he's got, but all the pictures I've seen of him, I think they take pretty good care of themselves. It looks like to me they have a real thing about, you know, their weight and that kind of thing. I really don't know for sure. But no, he's never been known to be overweight, heavy set. Nicole's asking, is he heavy set or overweight? No. He hasn't been, as far as I know. Doesn't have a reputation for it. Okay. Oh, man. It's fun, isn't it, though? I mean, we're going to look back at all this stuff and go, you know, we understand why you couldn't, you know, make it public for sure. You know, just blast it out to everybody. You'll understand, I think, sometime. All right. It's been great. Really great night and really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to the future. I'm glad I got to download the Barabbas movement a little clearer. And I know some people, you know, they don't care about political things and all that, which I understand. I didn't used to either. until God started speaking to me about it. Then I became interested, started watching it, keeping up, because God speaks you a word about somebody, you start looking for it. Where are you going to look for it? Other than watch the news. That's why I watch the news, but a little bit I watch it. Sometimes I watch it a lot, depending on what's going on. When God's speaking to me, you know, the only place you're going to find some of this stuff is in the news. So that's why I watch the news. One of the reasons. I've never been a political person or a news person. I don't care what the news. Who cares what they're going on the news? I wasn't into any of it until I started getting word from God, started looking for it. You know, when's that going to come about? When's that going to happen? And you just start looking. And the first time you have it happen a few times, you know, you're just a little bit like in awe, you know, like of God. Yeah, you're just so once you get some of that stuff, you can't put it down. It's hard to shift gears on that once you get words from God that are public. You start keeping up with the public more. All right, y'all, it's been great. I think that's it. I did my best to answer. Hopefully, you know, we enjoyed it tonight and was able to learn some things. I was able to document some stuff tonight. Thankful for that. All right, I'm going to call it tonight. I'm ready to call it tonight. All right. You know, you never know. We're kind of laid back most of the time here at PGN. Not always. Laid back. I like to talk to people. I like the question. I like the question and answer thing. I'm an interviewer myself. I've interviewed some people. I've been interviewed by a lot of people. Tony, I was a pretty good interviewer. So I took that personal, like, because I love questions. I love to find out things about people. But, you know, if God doesn't let me half the time. But I love to interview people because I just love interviewing. There's nothing like it. So one of these days, we'll be interviewing you. All right, y'all, we're going to call it a night. Thank you very much. We love you guys. Thank you so much for everything. Thanks for your questions. Thanks for your, you know, prayers. I don't have anything to complain about. I'm blessed, very blessed. I'm talking about from God spiritually and emotionally and, you know, grace. I don't really need much. I don't have to have much. I'm not a money person. I don't need big things and fancy things. If they came to me, it'd be fine, but I'm not into it. I'm very simple. And so therefore, you know, if God tells me to do something big and fancy and expensive, I would do it, you know, for him. Yeah, I would. But, all right. Good night, everybody. Talk to you later. Thank you very much. All right, I think that's it. Good night.